Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
I expected it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
If you're in the market for a new home, you might think that real estate agents are just for the seller.
But buyers with real estate agents are smart shoppers, and the seller pays the commission.
But buyers beware. Before you choose an agent, read our story. Choose agent carefully before buying a house when you hit MoneyPit.com. Just click on ideas and tips, then click repair and improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair questions, give us a call right now, 888-MONEYPIT.
Presented by Abitron Restoration Products, the Angie app, LL Flooring, and RiverbendHome.com. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you get the home improvement, repairs, renos, and decorating projects done around your home. We are enjoying the beautiful spring weather in our part of the country. And for us, that means it's time to get outside and take on some projects. Maybe it's landscaping. You know, for me, I've actually been working on updating some landscaping because, you know, every year we have these mulch beds at the perimeter of the yard. And when we put mulch in, we kind of like make them a little wider and wider. So I kind of like drew the line in the sand, so to speak, and I cut them back like 2 feet all the way around and put topsoil in. I did this in the fall. So now I'm kind of looking about what took and what didn't. And it actually did pretty good because I got it in early, but we're going to do another shot of seed just kind of fill in the blank spots. But whatever you're working on around your house, we would love to help. We've been doing this for many, many years. We grew up in the trades. You know, we know which end of the hammer to hold, and we know how to read a tape measure, and we know how to keep you out of trouble when it comes to getting done projects around your house, whether you're doing it yourself, whether you're hiring a pro or something in between. Give us a call with those questions. A couple of ways to get in touch with us. You can pick up the phone and call us anytime at 888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974, or you can post your questions at moneypit.com. Coming up on today's show, if you've been working from home but you're ready to get out of that spare bedroom, basement, or maybe even the carved-out closet you call a home office, we're going to walk you through everything you need to know to set up a productive, comfortable home office space outside your house that'll keep you close to nature and the comforts of home at the same time.
And spring may have sent a lot of rain your way, but if you have a rainwater collection system at your house, you can use those downpours to keep your lawn and garden happily hydrated well into summer's dry spells. We'll show you how.
And if you're thinking about buying a home this spring or maybe even selling a home, you might be interested to know that home buyer interests are changing in a very big way. We're going to break it down with tips on how to make sure your home brings the highest value in this new market.
But first, if you need help with a renovation, a repair, or a decor project, we're ready to lend a hand with expert tips, ideas, and inspiration to help you avoid the perspiration when it comes to improving your spaces.
So once again, post your questions to MoneyPit.com or call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. From bathrooms to basements or demolition, which is one of my favorite projects, to decor, which is one of Leslie's favorite projects, we are here to help you tackle your to-dos with confidence.
Hey, I also like breaking things. I mean, who doesn't? But you got to do it the right way so you're not making more work for yourself.
Fair point. So give us a call. We're ready to help. The number again, 1-888-MONEYPIT.
We've got Amy from South Dakota on the line with a window question. What's going on?
We have crank-out windows. There's like three windows in a set, and the outside two crank-out. And I've noticed some discoloration, mostly along the bottom, a little bit up the sides of the window. And I'm thinking it's maybe some water damage from maybe the windows were out and it rained. But I'm also seeing it on the middle window.
Okay.
So that has me
questioning your water damage analysis. So, Amy, is the stain like sort of like a grayish color on the wood?
Yes.
So I think what you're seeing is normal oxidation. And the reason that happens is because the sun and the rain, of course, has some contributing factors here, but mostly the sun hits those lower edges, and it tends to kind of break down the finish, and then it starts to fade the wood or turn the wood color.
Okay.
The same thing happens if you were to leave raw lumber outside for a long time. It starts out nice and bright and sort of yellowish, and then it gets darker and grayer as time goes on as it's exposed to water and to the sun. So I think it's just saying that these areas that you're seeing may need to be refinished. It's not a major problem. It's really a cosmetic one, and it could become structural at some point, but you might want to explore the idea of sanding those areas. And what you'll find is that when you sand them, you tend to take away that gray, and you get down to some of the raw wood that's just underneath the surface. So if you sand them and then refinish those with an exterior grade urethane, and that's important, I would use an oil-based exterior grade because it has more UV protection in it, then you're going to find that it will last a lot longer. And in terms of those metal windows, I'm a little confused about that. It could be that sometimes when the water dries out, it leaves behind mineral salts, and that can look kind of discolored. One thing you could try, a little test for that, is to wipe it down with white vinegar, because vinegar will melt those salts and see if that goes away. And if not, I think my fallback would be it's probably just discoloration of the paint, and again, repainting them, this time with a primer first and then a top coat of paint, will restore the finish.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
You're welcome, Amy. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Mark in West Virginia is on the line with a roofing question. How can we help you today?
I was just wondering if I could put a metal roof over top a shingle roof without removing the shingled roof.
Well, you can, but why do you want to do that, Mark? It's kind of sloppy.
I've never worked with metal. I didn't know if you could do it that way, because you can shingle over. I know, asphalt shingles, you could put another layer over top of it. Just getting rid of them, the hassle of getting rid of them at a landfill.
Technically, you can, but I just think it's going to be a neater, cleaner, more professional job if you take off the asphalt shingles, and they're not that hard to remove.
Yeah, and you don't know how many layers are underneath your existing roof. Plus, I mean, I don't know really, but I'm imagining that a metal roof is going to have some weight to it, and why put that extra stress on the structure? And it's a lifetime roof. You're looking at 50 years on a metal roof. So
how about cutting it? Any special tools? You have any ideas?
Yeah, I mean, it's all done with shears, and
yeah,
you can use hand shears and you can use power shears. But, when you work with that stuff all the time, you have the tools that you need to do that. But that's what you're going to have to cut it with.
Hey, well, thanks. Thank you for the info, and I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit. Get your questions answered by calling us now at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. Need help tackling home projects? Then you need Angie. Connect with pros, book appointments, and pay right through your phone. Download the Angie app today.
And just ahead, if you've been spending a lot of time working from home, you may be good and ready to move that home office out of the spare bedroom, the basement, the carved-out closet, whatever you call a home office. We want to help you move it to the great outdoors. So we've teamed up with the experts at RiverbendHome.com for tips on how to do just that. It's all coming up next.
Now that winter's passed, have you noticed rotted wood around your windows, doors, or exterior trim? Over time, wood can become damaged from exposure to moisture, bugs, and UV. But there's no need to replace the damaged wood. You can repair it instead.
Avatron's liquid wood and wood epox are easy-to-use epoxy adhesives that make structural, shrink-free, cost-effective repairs to rotted or damaged wood. These products are great for windows, doors, columns, or other wooden features that have been exposed to the elements and are showing signs of deterioration. They restore the wood for a permanent repair.
And here's how. Liquid wood penetrates deep into soft deteriorated wood and then hardens, restoring its strength. And Wood Epox is a lightweight epoxy wood filler that rebuilds the missing wood. It hardens to a material that can be worked just like real wood.
Both products can be sanded and painted, saving you the time, trouble, and expense of replacing rotted wood. Abitron Liquid Wood and Wood Epox are proven by decades of outstanding performance. To learn more and to find a dealer near you, visit abitron.com. That's ABATRON.com.
There's a lot of pride that comes with having your own home. It's where you entertain, it's your biggest investment, and it's the place that represents you. It can also be a lot of work. That's where the Angie app steps in. It takes all the maintenance, repairs, and projects your home needs and puts the solution in the palm of your hand. You can connect with pros, see upfront pricing, even book and pay in seconds, all right through the app. This is your home handled. This is Angie. Download the Angie app today.
Create your outdoor oasis with RiverbendHome.com. From gorgeous outdoor dining sets to fire pits and planters.
Then tie it all together with beautiful patio string lights. They're super popular for your patio, deck, yard, or garden.
And through May 31st, save 15% on your order of $150 or more by using the code MONEYPIT15 at checkout. That's MONEYPIT15.
With unique finds for the inspired home, you'll find everything you need to create your outdoor oasis at RiverbendHome.com.
We're all spending more time in our backyards. Why not use Rumblestone from Pavestone and create beautiful outdoor living spaces? A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and the how-to videos at pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com. LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started.
The Money Pit is presented by Quikrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. In the red bag, make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. Quikrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Listen when you want when you subscribe to the Money Pit podcast. Get new episodes every Monday and Thursday, just in time to plan your next home improvement adventure.
Follow us at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Next up, we've got Pat in Georgia who needs some help with a cleaning project. What's going on?
I have granite countertops. And I am wondering if there is an advantage to using the store-bought cleaners versus a homemade cleaner, and what would that homemade cleaner be?
So I guess you don't have a recipe for a homemade cleaner. Is that what you're saying?
No, I don't.
If you happen to run across one that you like, tell us about it, because I've not found one. But I will say that the commercial cleaners are usually very well developed and are designed to give you a longer-term protection than you could probably get out of anything that you could mix up on your own countertop. There's a website called stonecare.com that specializes in these types of products, and our listeners have always had good success with them. So I would take a look at that website. But, you know, the thing about granite tops is a lot of folks buy them and think, well, it's stone. I'm not going to have to do much work to the top. But the truth is, it's a lot of work, isn't it, Pat?
It very certainly is.
It really is. And if you don't stay on top of it, it gets pretty nasty looking. So you are going to have to invest in some regular cleaning. And I would just buy a good quality product from a good brand manufacturer and just accept it as reality, okay?
Thank you so very much.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Working from home has become more the norm than the exception over the last year, and this trend is very likely here to stay. I mean, it's a great place to work, right? The commute's awesome, and you're familiar with all the surroundings. It really doesn't. But working from home doesn't need to mean that you're working in a spare bedroom, a basement, or maybe, you know, you turn a closet into a work area. But now that the weather is warming, with a few simple additions, you can move that office outside to your deck, your patio, even your porch.
Well, that's right. And for ideas on how to bring your home office outdoors, we turn to the experts at Riverbend Home for tips to make you productive outside. So first up, let's talk connectivity. I mean, you got to be connected. And if your home's Wi-Fi signal doesn't quite make it to your outdoor workspace, you may need to add a Wi-Fi extender. Now, I've added several of these around my home because I've got the north office and the south office, which is the front porch and the back porch. And, and they really help. They're widely available online. They're inexpensive. They're easy to install. And they instantly create an extended Wi-Fi band that can help handle large parts of your outdoor spaces. And speaking of spaces, you got to make sure that your space is dedicated, it's quiet, and it's private for those phone and Zoom calls. So if your outdoor office is on your deck or patio, an easy way to do that is to add privacy screening or add planters to create a physical and a sound barrier between you and that noise.
Yeah, now next you're going to have to think about ergonomics and comfort. You know, working from a hammock might sound great. It's definitely not going to be good for your back or maybe your productivity. You might fall asleep. But, I mean, you can consider it. Your better bet, though, is to set up shop on your patio table, have a comfortable chair. You know, a patio set like the ones made by Polywood are a great choice. They're available at riverbendhome.com, and they're also made from sustainable materials that are easy to maintain and incredibly durable.
Now, shade is also going to be key for both your comfort and preventing that glare on your laptops. So invest in a good patio umbrella, preferably one with Sunbrella fabric. Leslie, I know that's a fabric that you have advocated for years because it's so super durable and it really stands up to the UV rays of the sun. If you want to take a look at the line of Simply Shade patio umbrellas at Riverbend Home, you're going to find a perfect one for your space. They feature Sunbrella and they come in a wide range of sizes and styles.
Yeah, I mean, they really are fantastic umbrellas and they are going to last. Now, lastly, you've got to plan for the changing climate, you know, with ways to keep your space cool or warm, depending on what the weather is outside. A patio fan, an outdoor ceiling fan that can be hung from a porch ceiling, that'll definitely help with a cool breeze on those more stuffy days. Or if you've got a smaller space, you can use a tabletop or even a standing fan. And if you've got chillier days, you know, say we're just getting out of the spring into summer where it's still a little cool, or even returning back to the fall days, you can actually pick up an outdoor patio heater. And you'll be all set to be both productive and comfortable in your new outdoor home office.
Absolutely. So for more tips, unique finds for the inspired home, and everything you need to create your outdoor oasis, visit riverbendhome.com.
Richard in Ohio is living in a pretty drafty house. Join the club. Tell me what's going on.
Insulation contractor came and blew soilized insulation in the walls. Left a lot of voids in it, which caused a forced draft. So I had infrared camera work done. And the floors are like 31 degrees and about 45 degrees waist high. And I can't seem to figure out what's going on here or what to do about it. However, I found a physics teacher at Vistar's old home. She told me that if you leave a void in an insulated wall, it will cause a forced draft. There'd be quite a few forced drafts in here.
Well, maybe, maybe not. But here's the thing. First of all, you had blown an insulation done, and you followed that up with an infrared camera inspection. I'm guessing you didn't do that right after the installer was done, correctly? You did this later on to try to figure out why it was still cold in the house?
Yes.
Yeah. And it's very difficult to install blown an insulation in a wall and do it correctly. So we've heard this before. The best installers will, you know, take a long time to make sure it gets in just right. They put in just the right amount, and they knew how to get it in every bay. And then they use an infrared camera to figure out if they've missed anything. So it sounds to me like now we've got a real mess in the outside wall. We don't know what's insulated, what's not insulated. Let's set that aside for right now and cover two other very important basics. Number one is the attic. We want to make sure that you have enough insulation in your attic, because if you can trap the heat from escaping or from the attic, which is where most of the heat leaves the house, you may find that it's going to make you more comfortable. In the attics
of Ohio, where you're located, you're going to need at least 15 to 20 inches of fiberglass insulation. Most people don't have that much, but that is what the Department of Energy would recommend. So if you don't have that much insulation, the first thing I want you to do is add insulation to your attic. The second thing, you mentioned you're on a crawl space. Your floor has got to be insulated. Again, unfaced fiberglass bats. If it's a standard 2x10 floor joist, you want to fill that up with a full 10 inches of insulation. If you can insulate the floor and the attic, two areas that are accessible and easy to access, you're kind of halfway there. Now, what are we going to do about the exterior wall? Well, short of taking it apart, we're not going to easily solve this problem with a blown-in. If you had an insulation company that could work with the camera and add additional blown-in, they might be able to fill it in. But that's going to be expensive, and I don't know if you're going to get a good return on investment. So what I would suggest you do is everything else that you can do to stop the drafts. So that means sealing around windows and doors and outlets and light switches, especially, to make sure that we get as many of those gaps closed as possible. And then from a decorating perspective, very often, Leslie, you jump right in because I've heard you recommend heavy drapes over these windows too to try to short circuit those drafts that are sort of falling around the windows.
Yeah, and you can do it sort of twofold. You know, we have drafty windows. Unfortunately, the previous owners installed not the greatest of windows, and they were poorly installed. So short of doing like a major project here, I've gotten creative. I've done a sort of double-lined fabric shade that's up against the glass portion of the window itself. And I'll draw those down during the colder times. And then I have a heavier drape that I use in the winter as well that's lined that I will just close up, you know, to make sure that I'm keeping those drafts out. Also, if you've got baseboard heating in that room, you want to make sure that nothing is blocking those baseboards. You know, your furniture, you've got to pull away from the walls. You know, think about giving it some air to just sort of circulate the heat around the room a little bit better. But really heavy fabrics, heavy draperies, that really does make a huge difference.
Richard, I hope that advice helps you out. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
All right, Colleen in Texas, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Yes, I was wondering about a product called Restore. It's called Liquid Armor Resurfacer, and I have a dock that I wanted to put it on.
All right, I'm familiar with those Restore products. I've not used them, but I know what they're supposed to do. One thing I would tell you is I don't know about the brand you mentioned. I would make sure it's a brand that's been around for a long time because we've seen some of those thick paint products do more damage than good. I know, for example, that Rust-Oleum, which is a good brand, makes a product called Restore. It works on concrete and decks as well as vertical siding. So I might start by taking a look at the Rust-Oleum product. Just make sure you stick with a name brand that's been around a long time so that you know that you've got a really good product that you're putting on the deck. And I would also make sure that you tested it in an area, maybe on a couple of deck boards, to make sure you're completely happy with it before going all in on the entire deck or dock.
And is it harder to use this type of product versus just a regular paint?
Yeah, it's going to be more difficult because it's about 10 times thicker than paint. So the application is, you know, got to be done right. You're going to use similar tools, but it's just going to be slow.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
Well, if you've started a project or you got stuck in the middle of one, let us help. Give us a call now at 888-MONEYPIT, presented by Angie. Find pros for all your home projects with the Angie app. Download the Angie app today. Well, when it rains, it pours, and if you have a rainwater collection system at your house, you can use those downpours to help hydrate your yard during those future dry spells. That's next on the Money Pit. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QUIKRETE.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are debt solutions for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours, free, when you call right now for your free debt review. When we learned about the debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that we have decided to give everyone that calls today a free debt review, absolutely free. That's right. Get your debt solution review absolutely free. Just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566 and get the free debt review everyone in debt should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 1-800-865-8566. Again, 1-800-865-8566.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QUIKRETE.com.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler with today's tip of the day. Home fires can strike at any time. Each year, nearly 390,000 home fires in the U.S. result in death, injury, and property damage. As with anything, the best defense is a good offense. Planning, prevention, and practice are key. First, meet with everyone in the home and plan different escape routes. Try to visualize the fire from every room in your home and feel your way out. Close your eyes and try to find the exit. Thick smoke is not only deadly, but makes it difficult to breathe and to see. Stay low and practice finding the exit, identifying markers or touch points that can be landmarks along the escape route when it's hard to see. Also, remind family members that in case of fire, get out first and call 911 from a neighbor's home. Most importantly, don't forget to regularly test smoke alarms to be sure they're working correctly. In case of a home fire, your dreams don't have to go up in smoke. Be prepared. I'm Tom Kreitler, and that's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Have a home to keep up with? Then you need Angie. Find expert pros available for hundreds of projects, upfront pricing, plus the ability to book and pay right from your phone. Download the app today.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. For us, a money pit isn't just a house. It's a home that you love. It's an asset. So let us help make your home the best it can be by connecting with us with your question. So reach out at 888-MONEY-PIT.
888-666-3974.
Jim in Illinois on the line with some drafty windows. Tell us about your money pit.
Well, I have a historic old home. It's over 100 years old.
Okay.
And it has all of the original windows and glass in it.
All right.
And they are, needless to say, very drafty. So I was trying to figure out a way that was fairly cost-effective of closing up those drafts.
So if you want to keep the original windows, then you essentially have to work with what you have. So adding weather stripping is really the limit of what you can do with those. I will say that if you've got one that's really drafty in a room that maybe you don't need to open the window, there is a product that's called temporary caulk or weather stripping caulk. It's basically a caulk that's designed to go on clear, and then in the spring you can peel it off. It comes off sort of in a rubbery strip. So that's also an effective way to seal a window that you're not going to open. But remember, you're kind of sealing it shut, so you got to be careful not to do that in a bedroom or a place where you need to have emergency egress. Now, if you want to replace the window, you could look at different manufacturers that make very historic windows. Marvin, for example, is very good at this. Anderson is good at it as well. They make windows that fit well into a historic building. And then, of course, you've got all the modern conveniences that are associated with that. I think that you would find, you know, obviously huge energy differences, not only in the drafts, but also in the solar heat gain in the summer, because I'm sure there's nothing stopping all of that heat of the sun from getting in to those windows. And if you have new glass that's got a low E coating, it's going to reflect that heat back out. So weather stripping, liquid weather stripping, or temporary caulk, or window replacement, those would be your options.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Jim. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, spring may have sent a lot of rain our way, but if you've got a rainwater collection system at your house, you can use those downpours to keep your lawn and garden happily hydrated well into the summer's dry spells. Now, Tom, this really is a great way to save water, but you have to make sure that your garden is getting the right amount of water that it needs so that you don't really ever have to turn that hose on, right?
Yeah, in the best possible scenario, that's the goal. And you can actually get pretty close depending on how big that rain barrel is. And it's not hard to install, so I'll kind of try to outline the steps. First of all, remember, water's super heavy. So you want to put three solid concrete barrel-style blocks, those are the round ones, in the garden besides the downspout. And you want to check and make sure they're level. So don't put them on muddy soil and make sure it's good and solid, because when you put that rain barrel on top of the blocks, it's going to get heavy once it's all filled up. Rain and water weigh 8 pounds per gallon. So just think about it. It's going to be pretty heavy. So make sure it's solid. Then you put the barrel on top of those blocks, and you want to make sure the spigot faces the garden, and attach a water diverter to the downspout below. These are pretty cool. You can see them online, the diverters for the downspouts. They basically go in the middle of a downspout, and they kind of allow some water to spill out of the downspout and then trickle into the rain barrel through a hose. So it's not like the downspout is sticking in the middle of the barrel, because then you'd have this big open barrel of water, and that would attract mosquitoes. This does everything sort of internal, and it works really, really well through a small rubber hose that goes between the diverter and the barrel itself. Now, once the barrel is filled up, you're going to attach a soaker hose to the spigot on the barrel, and then run that hose around each plant in the garden. You can cover it with a thick layer of mulch, and then you can either operate it manually by opening it when it's time to water the garden, or you can even use a timer on it. There are lots of different rain barrels available. They come in all sorts of sizes and shapes and colors. You'll find one that's a perfect fit for your space.
Now, a rain barrel, it can hold about 50 gallons or so, but what if your property needs more water during that dry spell?
Well, that's true. If you have like a traditional barrel size, it may be limited to 50, but if you really want to collect a lot of water, there are lots of collapsible types that are large and flat. And in fact, they can fit under a deck or even a crawl space. I looked up one before the show that can hold 700 to 800 gallons
gallons of water, and they become even bigger than that. So it depends on how far you want to take this, but there's definitely a way to collect that rainwater and use it in those dry summer periods. I mean, we have sprinklers at our home, but there are weeks during the summer when we can't use them because there's just not enough water, so they have limitations. So this is a great way to make sure you can water those lawns and water those gardens even when there's a drought.
Christine in Washington is on the line with a leaky chimney. Tell us what's going on at your money pit.
I have a chimney that's for a wood or a pellet stove, and the former owners put duct-taped cardboard in the opening, and it leaks when I have heavy rains and winds.
I bet it does.
Yeah. How do I close off the opening so it doesn't leak?
So, first of all, we're talking about a wood stove chimney that's been sealed up with cardboard and duct tape. Does anyone think there's something wrong with this picture? I mean, just maybe, right?
Yeah.
So, are we still using the wood stove, Christine?
No, it's empty, and I put a table and lamp under it.
So you're not using the wood stove at all? You don't want to use it? Why not just take it out?
There's no wood stove there. It's just an empty space. That's why I put a table.
Oh, okay, so the chimney is left over from the wood stove.
Yes.
Then take the chimney out.
Oh, really?
The chimney is a hole in your roof. If you're not using it for the wood stove, then you don't need it, right? There's nothing else that uses the same chimney as in a metal pipe?
Yeah, but the inside the house, it's part of the design of the living room. It looks like a space for a fireplace. So that's why it's all bricked in, and that's why I put a table and chair in it and made it sort of decorative.
Right, but if you're never going to use it, okay, I don't really care what it looks like inside your house. I care about the penetration where it goes through the roof because that's where the leak is. And your options are either to properly flash the chimney, whatever that takes, which is not going to include duct tape and cardboard, by the way, but to have it professionally flashed so that it seals the intersection between the roofing shingle and the chimney or vent pipe. But if you're not using it, just remove it, and you're taking that headache away. You can patch the roof, and you'll never have to worry about leaks in that area again.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Christine. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Do you have a project that you'd like to tackle? Well, let us help. Call in your question now to 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie.
Taking care of home projects is easier than ever with Angie. Connect with pros, book appointments, and pay right through your phone. Download the Angie app today.
Coming up, if you're thinking about selling a home this spring, you might be interested to know that home buyer interests are changing in a very big way. We'll break it down just ahead.
Create your outdoor oasis and make your patio or deck the favorite hangout room in your house with RiverbendHome.com. From gorgeous outdoor dining sets and hammock chairs to one-of-a-kind fire pits, planters, and even outdoor pizza ovens, Riverbend Home has everything you need.
And don't forget to tie it all together with beautiful patio string lights. They're super popular for your patio, deck, yard, or garden. Then set your table with gorgeous outdoor dinnerware that's as durable as it is beautiful.
And now through May 31st, Money Pit listeners can save even more when you visit RiverbendHome.com and use the promo code MONEYPIT15. You'll get 50% off your order of $150 or more. Just use the promo code MONEYPIT15 at checkout. That's MONEYPIT15.
With unique finds for the inspired home, you'll find everything you need to create your outdoor oasis at RiverbendHome.com. And remember, use promo code MONEYPIT15 to save 15% on your order of $150 or more. When your plumbing springs a leak, you need someone there right away. When you're planning a home renovation, you want to find the best pro for the job. And when you own a home, it's important to keep up with the maintenance as the seasons change. Wouldn't it be great if you could handle all of that with one app? Meet Angie, your home for everything home. Expert pros, hundreds of projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. Download the Angie app today. If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867. They'll provide a free, no-obligation quote.
Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now at 800-917-3867. For about a dollar a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair costs. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867.
LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started.
The Money Pit is presented by Deitch Coatings. Deitch Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit and makers of the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit. Available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeitchCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Where home solutions live, this is The Money Pit, Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. And if you love listening to podcasts, we'd love for you to listen to ours, too. It's been ranked one of Apple's best home and garden podcasts of all time.
For helpful how-to tips in every episode, follow us at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Dennis in Wyoming is on the line and has a question about a backer board. What can we do for you?
Yes, I just wondered your opinion on the green board being used behind a thermoplastic shower wall. I'm installing a shower in an alcove.
Okay.
And they sent me the base, and then I've got these three walls that I have to glue.
Usually it's that kind of a liner. It usually goes on top of tile. Can you put it over green board? Well, the problem with the green board is it's not very water resistant. I mean, it's more water resistant than regular drywall, but it's not terribly water resistant. It's designed to be a tile backer. So I would say if you're going to do it, it's probably okay, but just don't kid yourself into thinking this is something that's going to last for more than a few years or maybe 10 years max. But I would be very careful to silicone seal all of the seams so you don't have water that goes through the seams of that shower enclosure and saturate through the green board because it will sort of soften up and rot out.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Dennis. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, if you're thinking about selling a home this spring, you might be interested to know that 52% of home buyers say that the types of homes and the locations have changed as a direct result of the pandemic. And that's according to a recent survey by ImproveNet.
That's right. And the top priority for home buyers today are access to nature, proximity to family, indoor space, outdoor space, and of course, home location. But on the bright side, 54% of millennials and Gen Zers also report being more motivated than ever to become homeowners as a direct result of the pandemic. So lots of younger buyers are getting into the market, but they know what they want. And if you want to sell your home for the best possible price, you should accent all of those elements when you put your home up for sale.
Heidi in North Carolina is on the line with an electrical problem. How can we help you today?
Well, I have a kind of a two-part question. I have an older home. It's about 68 years old. We paid an electrician to come in when we converted over to a heat pump from an oil furnace to up our service. And we have an old fuse box that are the screw-in type fuses. And when he put the system in, the new electrical box, he was supposed to convert everything over into the new electrical box, and he left the little electrical box, the little fuse box in my kitchen, and unfortunately he put the new electrical box on the outside of my house. That would be okay, except I'm a single woman and I don't, you know, safety reasons, I don't think it's really smart, considering I have a full-size right. basement that could easily be put in. So do I need to, I mean, I would never call this guy again, for lots of reasons, but do I need to pay somebody else to come in and convert that last part of my home into this other fuse box? Or, you know, these little fuses are hard to find, and, you know, when they blow.
So it's definitely an active panel, right, the fuse panel?
Oh, it's active, yes, sir.
Okay. So that's called a sub-panel, and that's going to be a sub-panel from the main panel. You said the main panel is now in the basement, or the main panel is outside?
It's outside. We have a full basement, and why he put it outside, I have no clue, but he put the main panel.
Yeah, that makes no sense, because the only time you usually see full panels outside is maybe a condominium situation, and then they're in utility closets. So I can't imagine why that was done that way. It doesn't make sense. It sounds to me like you do need a better electrician to come in and take care of this. If it makes you feel any better, the fact that you have a fuse box does not mean that it's unsafe. Fuses are actually quite safe if it's the right size fuse matched against the wire that's hooked up to that circuit. And so to know if that's the case, somebody has to open the panel and say, okay, this is number 14 wire, so it's a 15 amp fuse, and this is number 12 wire, so it's a 20 amp fuse, and so on, and physically write that like right above the fuse on the panel so you know what size to put in there. Because it's too easy with a fuse box to put in a 20 amp fuse on a wire that's only rated for 15 amps, then of course that's potentially unsafe. So it does sound like you need another electrician. It's obviously not a do-it-yourself project. And unless there's some compelling code reason in your part of the country to put that outside, I don't understand why they would have done that. And, you know, you could consider rerunning it back to the inside. And unfortunately, that's kind of where we're at. It's not an easy fix. It's one that's going to require the investment of a good electrician.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
You are listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Do you have a question about your Money Pit? Then call us now at 888 Money Pit, presented by Angie, where you'll find expert pros available for hundreds of projects, upfront pricing, plus the ability to book and pay right from your phone. Download the app today.
Coming up, we're going to help Melinda with a painting project, or maybe not a painting project. So I guess to paint or not to paint, we'll see when we come back.
You live in a money pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
Hello there. My name is Maddox, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun. We play sports and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the very best versions of themselves. Visit beascout.org, and you'll be able to find a pack near you, get your questions answered, and sign up online.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on MatchingDonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. MatchingDonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to MatchingDonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's MatchingDonors.com.
Money Pit is presented by Angie. Need help tackling home projects? Angie can help. Find expert pros available for hundreds of projects. Upfront pricing, plus the ability to book and pay right from your phone. Download the app today.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you take on your home improvement projects inside or out. The number here is 888-MONEYPIT or visit us at moneypit.com and post your questions right there.
Melinda wrote, and she's saying that she'd like to change the look of her brick house and wants to know the pros and cons of stain versus painting the brick.
Well, I mean, first up, you know, we always joke that what comes after paint is repaint. But in terms of stain, I don't know. Unless you have like a really light-colored brick house, like the light sort of tannish yellow bricks, you can't really stain the dark ones. They're only going to get darker. You're not going to change like a red brick, you know, to a lighter color brick. So you really would have to paint it. But look, I mean, it's a permanent change that you're making here, and it's going to force you to have to restain or repaint as the years go on. So I would prefer that you try everything else except for the brick. You know, Leslie, so many houses that are brick, they're only partially brick, right? Like the front's brick, or maybe it's like halfway up and then has regular siding. I would love to see them try some other things to try to like focus on the brick and work around it with different colors and textures rather than actually change it, because it's just so much work when you paint or stain brick, because it's just going to have to be done every few years after that, right?
Yeah, and I mean, it could be something as simple as, say the brick is on all sides of the house and adding a different type of siding might be more work than, you know, hoping for. You could add shutters. Maybe adding the shutters in a different color and style is enough to change that look for you. Adding some decor around the door, above the door, so that the trimming is a little bit more expansive and interesting. You know, all of those things will help definitely minimize the appearance of the brick, but also help enhance its look as well. I mean, a brick home is lovely, and a painted brick home is not everybody's favorite thing. I will say I love the look of a white brick house. I think it's lovely. It is a lot of work, though, and if anybody ever wants to go back, it's incredibly difficult to do so.
Yeah, and then also you could think about landscaping around the house. And how about landscape lighting? I mean, it can really change the dynamic of the house. And then you mentioned shutters, also the trim, right? The fascia and the soffits. If you replace those with lighter colors, it could frame it nicely.
Yeah, it could really look crisp.
Let's go to Jackie now. She is dealing with a driveway that's past its prime. She's got a long driveway that's 28 years old, showing signs of cracks across sections. She was told by one company it can't be resurfaced, probably because it's the company that wants to tear it out and replace it. But what are the options? So I'm thinking about Recap right now, which is a product made by Quikrete that you basically can put on yourself and follow the instructions. You wet the surface down. You apply this Recap product, and it completely restores the surface. Now, if it's cracked so badly that the sections are shifting, that's another thing. But if it's just the surface cracks and they haven't moved much, that Recap product looks fantastic and will allow you to completely restore that driveway.
All right, Jackie, I hope that helps. I hope it saves you a ton of money and that driveway looks awesome for the summer.
You are listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Do you have a question about your Money Pit? Then call us now at 888 Money Pit, presented by Angie, where you'll find expert pros available for hundreds of projects, upfront pricing, plus the ability to book and pay right from your phone. Download the app today. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. If you guys are ready to spring into some home improvement projects, we hope that we've given you some tips and ideas that could help you do just that. Remember, if you couldn't get through to us, you can call 24/7 to 888 Money Pit, or again, post those questions online at moneypit.com. We've got so many people also reaching out to us on social media, and we do our best to answer each and every question. So you can also reach us through Instagram or Facebook, and that's facebook.com/themoneypit, and the same thing for Instagram. Instagram.com/themoneypit. Get in touch with us any way that's convenient for you. We love what we do. We love helping you guys with your projects. It is spring again. We all can't wait to get outside and enjoy our homes more than ever before. We certainly have a better appreciation of them than ever before, and we're so happy to be able to help you guys do just that. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
You live in a money pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. The Republicans' point man for the 2022 midterm elections is predicting big gains for the GOP in the House.
By the way, there are not enough words to describe just how unpopular and toxic Nancy Pelosi is again with the voters. And by the way, voters absolutely reject Democrats as they learn more about Nancy Pelosi's socialist agenda.
That's the National GOP Congressional Committee Chair, Minnesota Representative Tom Emmer. He was a guest recently on the Salem Radio Network. Speaking of elections, we're waiting for the returns to come in as Louisiana voters went to the polls today, at least in the New Orleans area. Two state elected officials, Troy Carter and Karen Carter-Peterson, running for the New Orleans-based 2nd Congressional District seat that was vacated by Democrat Cedric Richmond, who left the position shortly after he won last year's election to go to work in the Biden administration. A subcontractor working on the new Air Force One, that is until Boeing gave them the boot, has announced it's cutting 223 jobs.
GDC Technics says the job cuts are the direct result of Boeing's actions. GDC tells the Texas Workforce Commission it anticipated most operations at its Fort Worth headquarters would stop and it would close its San Antonio facility where the work was being done. Boeing has sued GDC, alleging breach of contract for work delays. GDC countersuing, accusing Boeing of mismanagement. Jason Walker reporting.
With an okay from the CDC, several states resumed use of the one-shot Johnson & Johnson coronavirus today. Among the venues, the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, where free vaccinations were being offered to anyone over the age of 18. Among the other states ordering or recommending a resumption, Indiana with New York, Virginia, Missouri, Michigan, Arizona, and Tennessee. More news at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
Elation marked the opening of a long-anticipated travel bubble between Australia and New Zealand.
The start of quarantine-free travel is a relief for families who have been separated by the coronavirus pandemic, as well as the struggling tourist operators. It's a tentative step toward what both countries hope will become a gradual reopening to the rest of the world. The idea of a bubble between Australia and New Zealand had been discussed for months, but faced setbacks because of several small virus outbreaks in both countries, which were eventually stamped out.
Jeremy House with that report. Indonesia's Navy sadly declared its missing submarine had sunk and cracked open after finding items from the vessel over the past 2 years, and that apparently ends hope of finding any of the 53 crew members alive who went down with the ship when it last dove Wednesday off the island of Bali. More breaking news and more analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Teaching of critical race theory at one exclusive New York City school, too much for a father.
Andrew Gutman pulled his daughter out of the school, saying the $54,000 a year institution's obsession with race must stop, and criticized its anti-racism initiatives as divisive. The investment banker says his family has received much private support, but added that there is still an enormous amount of fear for parents to speak up publicly regarding sensitive topics such as race. He says the school judges his white daughter by her skin color and instructs her to prejudge others by theirs. Patrick Foss reporting.
Honda planning to phase out all gasoline-powered vehicles in North America by 2040, making the Japanese automaker the latest major automaker with a goal of becoming carbon neutral. The company says by 2035, 80% of all vehicles sold will be electric or fuel cell powered. More at townhall.com.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
It's everyone's worst nightmare, fire. And the USA has the second highest fire death rate in the industrialized world.
So what can you do to prevent house fires?
Well, to keep your family safe, read Fight Fires at Home with these tips. When you hit MoneyPit.com, just click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair question, give us a call right now. 888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, fix up your home sweet home. I call it 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by Abitron Restoration Products, the Angie app, LL Flooring, and RiverbendHome.com. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
So glad to be here talking to you about your home projects. If you've got a project on your to-do list, we would love for you to slide it over to ours by calling us with your questions at 888-MONEYPIT or posting them online at moneypit.com, because that's what we do. We help you create your best home ever. And we've got a lot to cover on today's show. Coming up first, have you ever noticed that over the winter, garages always seem to shrink? I mean, they do at my house because the stuff piles up. And that's why we think that now is a good time to make the garage your first big spring cleaning project. We're going to show you how to get that done in 4 steps.
And building a backyard deck is one surefire way to increase your home's living space for the warmer months, as well as to add to your home's value. But can it be a do-it-yourself project or one that always needs a pro? We're going to walk you through the pros and cons of a DIY deck build just ahead.
And have you ever had a wall or ceiling crack that you fixed once, twice, maybe 3 times, because it always seems to come back and crack over and over again? Well, we're going to share an easy DIY trip that will let you repair it once and for all in just a bit.
But first, let us help you create your best home ever. Give us a call. Let us know what you are working on so we can help you get everything around your money pit in tip-top shape.
888-666-3974. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Heading over to Rhode Island with Linda, who wants to build a patio. Tell us about your project.
What I would like to do, actually, is make it a combination of a patio so I could use it during the summer and also use it as a carport during the winter. And I was wondering, as far as a base, what would be the best. I have a form, and he used that, and he made all the patio blocks.
Oh, so he basically made his own paver stones, it sounds like, by pouring them inside this form.
Right, but okay. I was afraid if I poured cement into the form,
how do you get
and
it out?
How do I get it out?
Okay, let me back up for a second. So when you say carport, you intend then for this patio to have a roof on it, is that correct?
Yes, I would like it to,
okay,
where I could still have the sides all open,
mm-hmm,
but be able, because I have a collectible car that okay I wanted to put in.
Okay, now what kind of car is it?
It's a 1966 Ford LTD.
Oh, wow. Well, that's kind of cool. All right, well, let's see what we can do to help you out. So first of all, aside from, you know, these forms and this and that, we really need to talk about how you're going to do this base. Now, if you do concrete, that's the most permanent and durable surface. I would recommend, since you're planning on parking the car there, of doing a slab there that is at least 6 inches thick, or maybe 4 to 6 inches thick. Nothing any thinner than that. And make it a reinforced slab. You know, it's not a DIY project if you've not poured concrete before. It's not a hard project, but you have to properly prepare the surface. And then what will happen is a mason will sort of dig out the top layer of dirt. They'll put stone in. They'll tamp it down, pack it really well. They'll form the outside perimeter and then pour the concrete and finish it. That's going to be a solid, permanent surface. If you were to do something that was like paver bricks, or even if you did these sections, and by the way, there's forms available to do just that now if your grandfather's old form doesn't work. But the problem with that is you've got to, again, prepare the base in the same way. It's got to be solidly tamped. It's more work than the concrete to do. And the problem is you might get some weeds and stuff that grow through it over time. And if you don't do a good job preparing it, it's going to get all uneven and look wobbly and look terrible in just a few short years. So getting that slab right or getting that base right is really the most important part of this. Now, once you do that, then, you know, in terms of the carport roof, you could attach the roof to the side of the house. You're going to need columns. They'll have to be properly secured to the base of the concrete. You're going to need sway bracing so it doesn't sway back and forth from side to side. You know, this is a fair amount of work. It sounds simple, but this is a big project. And if you don't get it right, I'll tell you, I have a neighbor here near where we live, and her husband, who was a great guy, built a real solid carport next to their garage, and it came down the last storm. You know, you got to get it right. It was open on the sides, and it was just time for it to go, according to Mother Nature. So I encourage you to get a really good solid base. Concrete is best. And you can finish the concrete, by the way. You don't have to look at just concrete. You know, there's a company called Deich Coatings that have some beautiful finishes, including terrazzo, that you can cover that concrete surface with. So it could look great as a patio, but you got to get it right. If it's not solid, you're not going to be happy.
I think I need someone that's in that type of business. I think it's beyond my DIY.
Yeah, I think you do.
I really appreciate it because I probably would have started and had a major disaster with us. So.
Well, you can download the Angie app and find a contractor using Angie. It works really well, and you can sort through contractors that are in your area, read reviews from other folks that have had projects done with them, and maybe use that as a start to identify the best contractor for this project that you're tackling in Rhode Island. Okay?
Oh, thank you ever so much for all your help. You certainly have solved my problem.
Good luck with that project.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Have you started a project, or maybe you're stuck in the middle of a project? Well, let us help. Give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. Find pros for all your home projects with the Angie app. Download the Angie app today.
And just ahead, before you tackle your spring clean up, you need to do a spring clean out. We're going to share how to get that done in your garage in just 4 steps after this.
Now that winter's passed, have you noticed rotted wood around your windows, doors, or exterior trim? over time, wood can become damaged from exposure to moisture, bugs, and UV. But there's no need to replace the damaged wood. You can repair it instead.
Abitron's liquid wood and wood epoxy are easy-to-use epoxy adhesives that make structural, shrink-free, cost-effective repairs to rotted or damaged wood. These products are great for windows, doors, columns, or other wooden features that have been exposed to the elements and are showing signs of deterioration. They restore the wood for a permanent repair.
And here's how. Liquid wood penetrates deep into soft deteriorated wood and then hardens, restoring its strength. And Wood Epox is a lightweight epoxy wood filler that rebuilds the missing wood. It hardens to a material that can be worked just like real wood.
Both products can be sanded and painted, saving you the time, trouble, and expense of replacing rotted wood. Abitron Liquid Wood and Wood Epox are proven by decades of outstanding performance. To learn more and to find a dealer near you, visit abitron.com. That's ABATRON.com.
Hey, you know all the Deich Coatings DIY Realstone products we're always talking about? Well, they're now available at both Lowe's and Home Depot, including the amazing Spreadstone Countertop Refinishing Kit, the TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer, and the DieHard 100 Garage Floor Kit. Plus, Lowe's and Home Depot also carry Deich Coatings sealers, floor coatings, and wall finishings for both indoor and outdoor projects. Learn about all the Deich products for your DIY projects at DeichCoatings.com or look up Deich Coatings at Lowe's.com or HomeDepot.com. There's a lot of pride that comes with having your own home. It's where you entertain, it's your biggest investment, and it's the place that represents you. It can also be a lot of work.
That's where the Angie app steps in. It takes all the maintenance, repairs, and projects your home needs and puts the solution in the palm of your hand.
You can connect with pros, see upfront pricing, even book and pay in seconds, all right through the app.
This is your home handled. This is Angie. Download the Angie app today. Is your concrete, driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause that concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com. Create your outdoor oasis with RiverbendHome.com. From gorgeous outdoor dining sets to fire pits and planters.
Then tie it all together with beautiful patio string lights. They're super popular for your patio, deck, yard, or garden.
And through May 31st, save 15% on your order of $150 or more by using the code MONEYPIT15 at checkout. That's MONEYPIT15.
With unique finds for the inspired home, you'll find everything you need to create your outdoor oasis at RiverbendHome.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Pavestone. You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with rumble stone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. And you can listen when you want when you subscribe to the Money Pit podcast. You'll get new episodes every Monday and Thursday, which is just in time to plan your next home improvement adventure.
Follow us at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Dan in Pennsylvania is on the line with a plumbing question. What can we help you with?
Yes, my son has an older house with cast iron or steel drain pipes, and the main line goes straight down from the toilet and then under the basement floor. And he's continually getting clogs because of the cast iron gets rough over time and tends to catch things. So I'm wondering, I realize normal drain lines, you drop them an inch a foot so you don't get too fast to drain and siphon out the traps. But can you, with the main line, can you do pretty much whatever you want with that? Like, say, 245s and then straight down to get it to the edge of the property? And then that way I don't have to tear up a little bit to get to out of the the house with a plastic pipe.
Well, you may not have to tear anything up. There's a pipe lining technology that you can consider where essentially they reline the cast iron pipes with a fiberglass sleeve that's smooth and doesn't have those types of obstructions. It also helps stop root growth that can sometimes get into the seams of cast iron piping.
Okay.
And that can be done with the pipes in place. You wouldn't have to tear anything up.
I would have to cut the pipe, I guess, because it goes down and then underneath a portion of the basement at like some sort of a, probably a 90, and there may be a trap in under the basement floor as well.
Well, but all of this can be done without you having to access it, because the way the pipe lining works is, first of all, they put a camera down there to figure out which way the drains are going, and they can do that with a pipe camera. And then they run what looks kind of like a fiberglass sock through the pipe, and it's kind of like, if you can imagine turning a sock inside out, they do that with water pressure, and it turns inside out and sort of forms against the inner walls of the cast iron pipe and then sort of dries and hardens to this sort of very strong, smooth surface that won't obstruct the flow.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Dan. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, have you ever noticed that over the winter months, garages seem to get smaller as the stuff is piling up? Well, that's why now is a great time to dive right in and make that garage your first big, and I mean big, spring cleaning project. Here's how you can get it done in 4 steps.
So first up, clean it out and be brutal. I mean, we're talking about everything. I mean, let's face it, there's a lot of stuff in that garage that you're never going to use again. So your first step is to take 3 big bins, one to fill with items to donate or sell, one to fill with items to toss, and one to fill with items you intend to keep, and move everything out of the garage, putting it in one of those 3 bins or on the curb if it doesn't fit. If you don't get this stuff out of your house now, we're going to be having this very same conversation next year because it's going to sit on those shelves for another year or so. Plus, the only way you really know, I mean, you really, really know what you have in the first place is to empty that space completely. I mean, this advice applies to garages as well as closets. If you really want to do a thorough job, empty the whole darn thing out first.
Yeah, it's a daunting project because once you empty everything out, the only way to go is to put the things back in. So you really have to do the project. Now, next, you want to think about vertical storage. Garages have a very small footprint, and that's why the best place to find available storage is to look up. Now, smartly designed shelves, overhead storage, all of that will help you find ample space for a surprisingly vast amount of storage that you would otherwise be tripping over for rakes, shovels, ladders, brooms, and anything else that's kind of shaped like that. Garage organizing racks are a great option.
And so much safer when you get stuff up off the floor. Now, if you can't figure out what to do with the rest of the stuff that's left, use hooks. I mean, hooks are great. The big, I'm talking about the kind that have the lag bolt attached to them. You can use these for chainsaws, for bikes, for extension cords. You know, these hooks really do it all. We've got several of them in our garage, and we really like them. I've got all of my extension cords hanging on them. Just make sure that you're always screwing them into a stud or a ceiling joist so that gravity doesn't get the best of you.
Yeah. And lastly, guys, you've got to label everything. I mean, have you ever ended up buying another item that you know you've got floating around in the garage, but you just can't find it? So you're like, oh, I'll just get it. And then, of course, you find it immediately after you buy it. So instead of getting bogged down in the hunt, you want to make sure that you clearly label storage containers. And you might find it useful to use a color coding system, like maybe red and green bins for your holiday decor, blue for, say, clothing you're going to donate if the kids have outgrown it, you know, black for seasonal sports items, anything like that. And, you know, keep a chart of what bins what so you know exactly what you're looking for.
Yep, good advice. You know, garage organization doesn't have to be the biggest headache of your spring cleaning projects, but if you approach it logically, you're going to discover that you can make that garage space much more functional again, and you might actually be able to fit in your car. Just think about it. What a concept. A car in a garage.
Now we've got B in North Carolina on the line. What's going on at your money pit?
Well, I have this closet that is fairly long, maybe about 6 feet long, and okay. It is a rental property of mine.
Okay.
And the tenant, who has more clothes than anybody I've ever met, put a whole bunch of suits on there, literally.
Right. Oh, those are heavy.
Put a whole bunch of, suits on there, and it bored the rod, and it pulled the supporting boards from the wall.
Okay.
And it's hard to keep getting these contractors to do small jobs. They charge a lot.
Yep.
So I wanted to find out from you, how could I myself, who's a novice at DIY projects, tackle this kind of a job?
Okay, so let me ask you this. Can you describe how that closet rod is supported? You mentioned it pulled the board out of the wall. A lot of times we'll see boards that have holes drilled in the middle of them, and then the board itself is attached to the wall, and then the rod kind of sits inside that hole. Is that what you're looking at?
There is on either end of the rod that is the situation, but then what we also have are these supporting racks, if you will, that are placed every so often through the length of the closet.
Yep.
So he literally not only did that wood rod bow, but the supporting racks that are then nailed to a board that is nailed into the drywall that literally pulled away from the wall, everything pulled from the wall.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So here's what you need to do. First of all, you need to completely empty the closet and take out the shelf, which was probably loose on top of that assembly as you've described it. Now, what I'm going to call is the cleating, which is the wood strips that are attached to the drywall on the long wall and also on the short walls. The first step is to make sure that those are solidly attached. And to do that, you need to locate where the studs are in the wall. Those are the wood framing members that are behind the drywall. Now, an easy way to do this, even though you're kind of putting some tiny holes in the wall, but you know what? It's kind of worth it, and I'm going to tell you how to do this and hide it at the same time. If you were to take a small finish nail, these are the thin nails, you know, one that's about 3 inches long but without a big head on it, and if you were to tap that nail or drive that nail into the wall where you think the studs are, and they're probably going to be close to where those brackets were, but sometimes you can knock on the wall with your hand like you're knocking on a door, and you'll hear that it's a little different sound where the stud is. But if you find out where that stud is and then put a little pencil mark on that wood cleat where that is, because you're going to drive a screw in there. And so you want to find the studs. You can use that nail to kind of, if you hold the nail close to the top of the cleat where the shelf's ultimately going to cover it, you can even like tap it in a little bit till you feel the wood and then wiggle it out. So now you know where the stud is. Now, once you know where the stud is, what you're going to do is use what are called drywall screws or hardened screws. In a home center, anybody can direct you to these. They're black screws. They have a Phillips head bit on them. You want to get one that's long enough to go through that cleat and into the wall, so I would think about 2.5 inches long will do it. And then the way you drive them in is not with a screwdriver, but with a drill. So a drill with a screwdriver tip on it, you start real slow, and you can drill right through that piece of wood, right through the drywall, and right into the stud. And you know what, B? When you hit that stud, you're going to know it, because that screw is going to be in there nice and solid, and there's no way that wood is ever going to pull off again. So you want to do that every place you have a stud. In the corners or the sides, there's always going to be a stud in the corner. Sometimes you have to angle the screws a little bit to get to that. Once you have that done, then you can replace the shelf back on top. You can put the closet rod back in, and you're going to want to attach that closet rod well to the wood cleats on the ends. And then again, depending on how it's designed, I don't know if it has a hole or sometimes there's a bracket, but you want to use screws for this, not nails. Always use these drywall screws. They are like the miracle fastener for all sorts of home improvement projects because they don't pull out. And then in terms of that bracket that is attaching, that is holding those intermittent sort of supports, now, normally the cleat behind the shelf is about 4 inches tall. You're going to have probably another piece of wood that goes down the full length of the bracket. And, again, that has to be screwed into the stud. And then you can attach the brackets to that wood. Now, attaching the brackets to the wood, you don't necessarily have to use the same size screws, but you have to use screws. And if you get that all done right and lined up well, there's no way this guy in all of his suits is going to pull that shelf and that bar down again. Okay, it's really not a difficult project to do. It's a good basic DIY project.
Should I change the rod to a metal rod?
You could change it to a metal rod, and if you get a metal rod, you can find one that's like telescoping. So they'll have a rod that's like works for like 5 to 7 feet, for example. And if your closet's 6 feet, you extend it. And the metal rods, at the end, they have like a built-in bracket that sort of hangs on top of that wood cleat, and then again, it screws in. So that might be a little easier for you, a little nicer for you as well, and possibly even stronger than the wood rod.
That's great instructions.
All right. There you go, B. Good luck with that project.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. If you find yourself maybe starting a project and you don't know where to go, or you're kind of stuck in the middle of one, let us give you a hand. Give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. You can find pros for all your home projects with the Angie app, so download the Angie app today.
And just ahead, can building a deck be a DIY project that you can tackle? Well, it can be, dependent on how the deck is built. We'll explain after this.
888-MONEY-PIT.
Concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are debt solutions for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours, free, when you call right now for your free debt review. When we learned about the debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that we have decided to give everyone that calls today a free debt review, absolutely free. That's right. Get your debt solution review absolutely free. Just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. And get the free debt review everyone in debt should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 1-800-865-8566. Again, 1-800-865-8566.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler with today's tip of the day. Home fires can strike at any time.
Each year, nearly 390,000 home fires in the U.S. result in death, injury, and property damage. As with anything, the best defense is a good offense. Planning, prevention, and practice are key. First, meet with everyone in the home and plan different escape routes. Try to visualize the fire from every room in your home and feel your way out. Close your eyes and try to find the exit. Thick smoke is not only deadly, but makes it difficult to breathe and to see. Stay low and practice finding the exit, identifying markers or touch points that can be landmarks along the escape route when it's hard to see. Also remind family members that in case of fire, get out first and call 911 from a neighbor's home. Most importantly, don't forget to regularly test smoke alarms to be sure they're working correctly. In case of a home fire, your dreams don't have to go up in smoke. Be prepared. I'm Tom Kreitler, and that's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
It's presented by Angie. Have a home to keep up with? Then you need Angie. Find expert pros available for hundreds of projects, upfront pricing, plus the ability to book and pay right from your phone. Download the app today.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we're here to help you create your best home ever. Give us a call with your home improvement questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Kevin in Maryland, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Hi. I've got a washer and a dryer on the second floor of my house. And it seems in the last year I'm getting a lot more vibration and a lot more sound out of those units. And I can feel it a lot more in the second floor. So I'm wondering if there's anything I can do to kind of reinforce something in order to limit that vibration. Because I've got two small children now and my amount of washing and drying is not going to go down at all.
Well, two things. First of all, you want to double check that the appliance is absolutely level, because if it's slightly out of level, you'll get more vibration. Then the second thing that you could do is pick up some anti-vibration pads for the feet of the washing machine. These are like rubber blocks that are indented where the washing machine legs sort of sit inside of it. Then they sit on the floor and they help absorb some of the vibration. I have the washer and the dryer actually stacked, full-size units stacked on the second floor of my house. And I put the anti-vibration pads in it, and whenever the machine is spinning, I can literally look at those pads and see them working, because the vibration is really being absorbed by them. And in fact, I also have the washer sitting inside of an overflow pan that's made out of fiberglass. So to get that to work, I had to sort of carve the bottom of the vibration pads to fit sort of the angle of the pan that they're sitting in. So even with that modification, they work, and they work well. So I would pick up the anti-vibration pads. They're about $25 for a set of four, and you could find those online, or I think I found mine at Home Depot.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right, Kevin. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT. Well, building a backyard deck is one surefire way to increase your home's living space for those warmer months and also to add to your home's value. But can it be a DIY project, or is it one that always needs the help of a pro? Let's weigh the pros and the cons of each.
All right. If you do it yourself, you stand to save just by virtue of the labor costs. However, building your backyard deck could eat up a number of weekends. And depending on how quickly you work, I mean, it could be a lot of weekends, and then you're wasting your summer building the whole thing rather than enjoying it. And also, the DIY option may be perfect if you're planning on a fairly simple square or a rectangular deck. But if things, you know, get more complicated or multi-level in your deck design, things could get a little dicey. And it's especially complicated and potentially even dangerous if the deck you're planning is anything higher than just a foot or two off the ground.
Now, hiring a pro is obviously going to result in a costlier project because you got to pay for their labor. But on the plus side, the pro can get it done quicker, and it's also likely to come out a lot better and be code compliant, because the pro is going to take care of those building permits and make sure it's up to code, because that's really important, especially if you want to sell your house later. If it turns out that you did this without a permit, the code inspector could actually make you tear it down.
Yeah, either way you go, guys, it's super important that you have a plan. So before you even decide who's going to build that deck. Spend time researching deck designs, figure out the size and the shape that you want your deck to be. And one trick here, guys, is to outline the deck in your yard using a rope that's going to represent the perimeter of the deck you're going to have. And go ahead and take your furniture and move it around inside that shape. This way you're going to know that the flow is working well. And you have to keep in mind, like, where am I putting the grill? Or am I going to keep the tables and the chairs away from here because there's a step? It sort of gives you a sense of, like, how that space is going to play out so you know if it's right before you start the building process, because this is the time to make changes.
Yeah, and once you have a strong idea of what you want, you can decide whether you can build it yourself or have it built, because the decision to go DIY or pro will just become a lot clearer. We've got great tips on deck design that could help you get started at moneypit.com.
Karen in Pennsylvania is dealing with some mold in the basement. Tell us what's going on.
My mom has a house that the basement is, we put it up for sale and nobody noticed this. And one person came in and tore wallpaper off the wall. And we noticed that it had mold from the floor to the ceiling, and even in the inner walls. So I had a gentleman come and look at it. And he said it would take $30,000 plus. And he would come in, remove all the interior walls, all the wood, the paneling, everything off the wall, down to the bare. He would have a chemical put on, clean it, and then it would never come back. And then the second guy came in, and he said he would rip everything out, as he said. He would coat it, clean it, and guarantee it that if it did come back, he'd fix it. For $10,000.
Yeah, I don't think you need either of these guys. You don't have enough information yet, and I don't think you're talking to the right people. I doubt either of them are professional road mold mitigators. It sounds to me like they're just trying to size you up for as much money as they can get from you. The first thing you want to do is test the mold to figure out what kind of mold it is. And that's done. There's a couple of easy ways to do that, but basically you take a sample, and you send it out to a lab and they tell you what you got. And then you can kind of design a mitigation plan around that. I need to get a sense as to how much mold is there, but if it's just a little bit of mold behind the wallpaper, you may not need to pull all this out. You might be able to treat it right in place, but it doesn't sound right.
Where the bathroom is has an inner wall. And that is halfway down with mold.
Okay. How much mold are we talking about here, square footage-wise? Is it like a 4x4 foot by 4 foot space? Or
we're going to say all the outer walls, because we since went around and pulled off some wallpaper here and moved some paneling. And we also, the first guy that came in for $30,000 brought in a light. And to me, it looked like a black light. But he brought the light in that was a special light, and it can tell what type mold it was and where the mold was.
That is completely wrong. Do not call that guy back. It is completely wrong. Okay? That guy was not giving you accurate information. If he comes in with his magic light that supposedly tells mold.
Yeah, they can't actually tell you what kind of mold unless they do a chemical test on a physical sample.
Well, it's a mold test. You send it out to a lab and they read it. So
right.
That guy's a snake oil salesman.
Right, but I mean, it's actually holding a piece of that mold and testing it with certain things, and that's done by a lab.
It sounds like you could use a basement renovation, but I wouldn't get too crazy over it. If it's done by the right kind of company, they can take that apart very carefully and dispose of all of that material. And maybe you don't even want to put the walls back. Maybe you just want to leave it unfinished.
Oh, good.
All right. Well, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Hey, do you love your old house, but not so much the plaster or drywall cracks that never seem to go away, even when you keep fixing them time and time again? Well, we're going to share an easy two-step repair system that delivers a permanent fix next.
Create your outdoor oasis and make your patio or deck the favorite hangout room in your house with RiverbendHome.com. From gorgeous outdoor dining sets and hammock chairs to one-of-a-kind fire pits, planters, and even outdoor pizza ovens, Riverbend Home has everything you need.
And don't forget to tie it all together with beautiful patio string lights. They're super popular for your patio, deck, yard, or garden. Then set your table with gorgeous outdoor dinnerware that's as durable as it is beautiful.
And now through May 31st, Money Pit listeners can save even more when you visit RiverbendHome.com and use the promo code MONEYPIT15. You'll get 50% off your order of $150 or more. Just use the promo code MONEYPIT15 at checkout. That's MONEYPIT15.
With unique finds for the inspired home, you'll find everything you need to create your outdoor oasis at riverbendhome.com. And remember, use promo code MONEYPIT15 to save 15% on your order of $150 or more.
There's a lot of pride that comes with having your own home. It's where you entertain, it's your biggest investment, and it's the place that represents you. It can also be a lot of work, but that's where the Angi app steps in. It takes all the maintenance, repairs, and projects your home needs and puts the solution in the palm of your hand. You can connect with pros, see upfront pricing, even book and pay in seconds, all right through the app. This is your home handled. This is Angi. Download the Angi app today.
Setting a fence post, a mailbox, deck footing, or even a small slab is quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. There's no mixing needed when setting posts. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak with water. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Hey guys, you know all the Deich Coatings DIY real stone products we're always talking about? Well, now they're available online at both Lowe's and Home Depot, including the amazing Spreadstone Countertop Refinishing Kit, the TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer, and the DieHard 100 Garage Floor Kit. Plus, Lowe's and Home Depot also carry Deich Coatings sealers, floor coatings, and wall finishings for both indoor and outdoor projects. Learn about all the Deich products for your DIY projects at DeichCoatings.com or look up Deich Coatings at Lowe's.com or HomeDepot.com.
There's a lot of pride that comes with having your own home. It's where you entertain, it's your biggest investment, and it's the place that represents you. It can also be a lot of work. That's where the Angi app steps in. It takes all the maintenance, repairs, and projects your home needs and puts the solution in the palm of your hand. You can connect with pros, see upfront pricing, even book and pay in seconds, all right through the app. This is your home handled. This is Angi. Download the Angi app today.
Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of the Money Pit.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, do you have a project that you'd like to tackle? Well, let us help. Call your question in now to 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angi.
Taking care of home projects is easier than ever with Angi. Connect with pros, book appointments, and pay right through your phone. Download the Angi app today.
Tom in Ohio, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Hi, yeah, I had a question about cracks in the basement. I've got a home that's about 15 years old, and we're thinking about selling in a year. We've got some cracks in our basement. It's a full basement, and they're probably, I don't know, mostly around an eighth. In some places, they're kind of like chipped open a little bit bigger than an eighth, and they kind of, a couple of them start out from the drain and kind of spider out. And just kind of wondering, you know, at what, to what point they become a concern, especially if we're going to try to resell, and what we need to do to address the problem.
Okay, Tom, I would not be too concerned about basement floor cracks. Here's why. That basement floor is not structural. Even though it's made of concrete, it's not holding anything up. So it's really just supporting itself. And it cracks for a number of reasons. The soil underneath may not have been prepped properly when it was first installed, or the floor could be too thin, or it wasn't reinforced. So what I would do is I would definitely fill them, and there's a number of ways to do that. If there's just an eighth of an inch, QuickCrete makes a concrete patching compound that comes in a caulk tube. It's really easy to apply. So you can squeeze this patching compound into those cracks, let it solidify. And then what I would do is I would paint the entire floor. I would use an epoxy basement floor painting system. It's a two-part epoxy. It's a chemical cure, so you mix the two parts together. You apply the epoxy. There's usually some sort of a colorant chip that you can put in to give it some density to the surface. And you probably won't even see those cracks when it's done. And I don't think it's structural, so it's not like you're hiding anything. I think it'll just make the whole thing look really nice when it's finished.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Well, have you ever tried to repair a stubborn crack using traditional spackle, tape, or even fiberglass, only to find it just opens up all over again?
Well, there's a better way to tackle this repair using a product called Crack Coat, and that's made by Abitron. Now, Crack Coat, it's a specially formulated acrylic emulsion that uses a polyester mesh to bridge over the cracks. It doesn't shrink, it has no odor, and it stays flexible as it dries. Now, this is going to allow the repair to move as the wall expands and contracts, and that's going to leave a seamless repair that's not going to reopen like other fillers or putties.
Yeah, this is an amazing product. I have been using it exclusively since we discovered it, and it works for really thin cracks as well as wide cracks, and it's really easy to apply. Here's the steps. You just clean the area where the crack is first, and then you use a small paintbrush, and you brush on this acrylic emulsion, and then you cover that area, you cover the crack over with a polyester mesh, which is about the same size as drywall tape, but it presses in and soaks in really nicely. Then once that dries, you put a second coat of the emulsion on top, and you're done. You got a seamless, durable repair. It's not going to open up again. And because of the flexibility of this crack coat system, it's really key because it allows for a slight movement even after the product is totally dry, and that prevents the cracks from reappearing. Now, the plaster and drywall crack repair kit includes the crack coat emulsion and the polyester crack bridge fabric for making those flexible repairs to cracked walls and ceilings.
And once it's dry, you can paint that repaired area with latex or oil-based paint, and you're going to have a totally seamless, durable repair. So if you've got cracks that you'd like to make disappear once and for all, you can find Abitron's Crack Coat at Amazon and at retailers nationwide or at abitron.com. That's Abitron.com. Deborah in Pennsylvania, you've got the Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
Okay, I'm purchasing a home that has a couple of stains on the ceiling. And it turns out the stains are located directly under the vents. I don't know any other way to explain it, but they're like there's tubes on the seat on the outside where the roof is. So I was told by the inspection that those rubber stopper things that go around them need to be replaced.
Okay, yeah. So the plumbing vent flashing is what is leaking here. And the plumbing vent flashing consists of an aluminum piece of flash material that goes underneath the roof shingles and a rubber boot that is designed to fit over the plumbing pipe. And they very often, that rubber boot will very often crack and deteriorate and does have to be replaced. Not a terribly complicated job. You know, a roofer or a carpenter can do it in about 10 or 15 minutes. They just basically have to peel up a roof shingle or two right around there. You can do that with a flat bar. You can actually put the flat bar under the roof shingle, get it right up to where the nail is and kind of wiggle it back and forth. That nail will come right out. You can kind of disassemble the roof one shingle at a time, replace the flashing vent, and put it back together. So pretty easy, straightforward repair project, and not the least bit unusual, Deborah. Okay?
Okay. Well, I appreciate you taking my call. Thank you.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. If you're looking for a weekend project that can bring the outside in, an accent wall covered in salvaged wood can do just that. How to create that look for your home when the Money Pit continues.
You live in a money pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
Hello there. My name is Maddox, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun. We play sports and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the very best versions of themselves. Visit beascout.org, and you'll be able to find a pack near you, get your questions answered, and sign up online.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on MatchingDonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. MatchingDonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to MatchingDonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's MatchingDonors.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Need help tackling home projects? Angie can help. Find expert pros available for hundreds of projects, upfront pricing, plus the ability to book and pay right from your phone. Download the app today.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Got a question about your Money Pit? Give us a call now at 888 Money Pit, presented by Angie, where you'll find expert pros available for hundreds of projects and upfront pricing.
Plus, you'll get the ability to book and pay right from your phone. Download the app today.
Joe reached out and says, I thought I was doing everything right by getting a sump pump with a battery backup, but I lost power for so long the battery died and the basement still flooded. Is there anything I can do to prevent that in the future?
Yeah, first of all, deal with the source of the flooding, which is almost always a problem with your grating and your gutters. Clean those gutters, get the downspouts extended away. And if you truly want to have backup power protection, you need a whole house generator, Joe. I mean, it really is the best way to go. They're less expensive now than ever before. And once you have one, you wonder how you lived without it, because literally when the power goes out from the street, mine comes on in like 15 seconds. In fact, it comes on so quietly, I sometimes don't even notice that it was on, except that I had to reset my Wi-Fi once. But other than that, I had no idea. So, I mean, it really works seamlessly, and it's an important thing to have today because, let's face it, power is not as reliable as it used to be, and we're starting to see more and more of these blackout situations.
And, Joe, the peace of mind that you'll get from that generator is priceless.
Well, when it gets too hot to head outside, we've got an idea for a project that lets you bring the outdoors in for years to come. Leslie has tips on how to install a reclaimed wood wall on this week's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie, I just did this project in my house. I took a very old wood bench that had been in my basement for years, and I cut it into paneling. So we had like 1x6 panels, and we lined the walls of the basement steps with it, and it looks really cool.
Oh, that does look really nice on the step faces. It really does look lovely. And I mean, it's challenging. There's so many paint choices out there, and people get super confused. So why not just do something completely different from paint? I mean, the hottest new trend in design has homeowners covering walls not with paint, but in panels of salvaged wood, just like you did, Tom. And a reclaimed wood accent wall is not just going to get you compliments, it's going to really give you a warm feeling for that room all year long, and it's earth-friendly. Now, this is a job that you can hire out, or certainly you can do it yourself. If you go the DIY route, you want to select planks or panels from salvage yards or specialty buyers or from manufacturers who are getting in on the trend by selling planks specifically for this purpose. I mean, some of those are even peel and stick. So you want to make sure that you're finding the right product that you're going to feel comfortable working with and is also going to give you that look in the space that you're going for. So when you get to that point, you want to make sure that you carefully look at all of the planks of wood that you see, remove any nails or any other metal that's in there. You can sand the panels of wood if you want, if it needs.
Next, you can use a saw. You want to cut those boards to size. Now, inside your house, remove the trim from the wall that you're planning to cover and attach the planks using a level and construction adhesive. And you want to support each plank with a few nails until you know that adhesive is dry. Now, if you use authentic salvaged wood, you might want to consider sealing it afterward to avoid splinters, or maybe that wood might have chemicals in it because you don't really know where it came from. And that's going to help keep that whatever might be inside that wood actually in the wood. But either way, this is a great project. It works in a ton of different spaces, and it will really give you that sort of like California boho vibe if you go with the salvaged wood, or you can get a sleeker sort of metro look if you go with something that's more sort of refined. But either way, it's a great project.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Thank you so much for spending this part of your day with us. Coming up next time on the program, we all love a lush green lawn, but sometimes what's green, well, it's not exactly grass, nor is it very lush. If the weeds get out of control, they can totally and quickly destroy your lawn. So we're going to share tips on how to make sure that doesn't happen to you on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Biden has formally recognized a century-old atrocities against Armenians as genocide.
In a proclamation marking Armenian Genocide Remembrance Day, President Biden described the killings and deportations of hundreds of thousands of Armenians as genocide. The atrocities by the Ottoman Empire took place more than a century ago in modern-day Turkey. In a Friday phone call, the president informed Turkish President Erdogan of his plan to make good on a campaign promise. For decades, American presidents have avoided using the term genocide to avoid alienating Turkey. Greg Clugston, The White House.
GOP is optimistic about next year's midterm elections.
A rosy forecast for the 2022 midterms.
I'm really confident for Republicans.
That comes from Congressman Tom Emmer. He heads up the National Republican Congressional Committee and says internal polling gives GOP candidates a big edge.
And by the way, voters absolutely reject Democrats as they learn more about Nancy Pelosi's socialist agenda.
Congressman Tom Emmer of Minnesota was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agnew reporting.
Democrat Troy Carter won Saturday's special election for Louisiana's vacant U.S. House seat, defeating his state Senate colleague and ending a pretty acrimonious intra-party clash. Carter easily defeated Karen Carter Peterson in the race for Louisiana's only Democrat-held seat in Congress, the 2nd District, which is pretty much the New Orleans and surrounding area. And it handed a victory to the more moderate side of the Democrat Party after Peterson firmly planted herself in the progressive camp. The seat was vacant after Cedric Richmond quit to work in the Biden administration. More than 100 people seeking changes in how Chicago police serve the city turned out for a protest Saturday, another demonstration influenced by the fatal shooting of a 13-year-old Latino boy back in March. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain.
I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson faced questions over the costly refurbishment of his apartment on London's Downing Street following a series of incendiary allegations made by his former top advisor.
In a wide-ranging blog post, Dominic Cummings accused his former boss of attempting an unethical, foolish, possibly illegal plan to get Conservative Party donors to fund a lavish refurbishment of the apartment. The charge is the latest in a string of allegations that Johnson and other Conservatives, including former Prime Minister David Cameron, blurred or broke rules relating to contacts with donors and businesses. Opposition parties have picked up on the allegations ahead of local elections next month. Zaria Shackley, London.
Southeast Asian leaders demanded an immediate end to killings and the release of political detainees in Myanmar in an emergency summit Saturday with its top general and coup leader. More at townhall.com. Summer's just about here, and Americans are getting ready to head out on vacation.
In fact, 67% of Americans are planning to travel between June 1st and August 31st, according to TripAdvisor's 2021 Summer Travel Index, which was published earlier this week. Most are planning domestic trips. Only 13% of those surveyed said they're planning to travel internationally. Among American travelers, only 19% plan to fly, while 43% plan to drive their summer vacation. Americans are also taking longer trips, with 29% of American travelers planning week-long trips and 28% planning 10-day trips. Patrick Foss reporting.
An estimated 8.8 million people owe a lot of money in back rent, according to the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, and while relief efforts have helped, rent is still going to come due. The federal government's approved two rounds of rental assistance worth more than $46 billion. The money for the second round will begin going out in May. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
One of the things that we've been talking about a lot, more than I ever remember talking about on this show and on Fox News, is about education, because we're taking a look at the curriculum. Why? We're looking over the shoulder of our kids who are Zooming at home. We're wondering what's missing from an education and what they're focusing on, because somehow we're all affected, whether you have grandkids, whether you are a young adult, whether you are just out of college and you're maybe teaching. Everyone's taking a look at the curriculum. And then we're also seeing the results with these rallies in the streets, and we're wondering why our kids are coming home and saying bizarre things about how bad our country is. you know, and how negative it is. We're on stolen land. We're built on the 1619, not 1776 principles. And all of a sudden, we're fighting for something we usually have to leave the country to fight about, and that is the goodness and greatness of America, let alone the math they find racist now, too. How did this happen? Democrats have been working in this for decades. Bill Bennett will be joining us, the former Secretary of Education under Ronald Reagan. And then when it comes to a career and recalibrating, why not talk to one of the best talent agents in the business, Ken Linder? He just talks about how you could find your passion. So many people have a chance to sit back, collect, because they've been fired or laid off. Or they've been forced to work from home and say, what do I really want to do now? We thought this would be the perfect time to have Ken on with his brand new book. So let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
If we give in to this, America will change as we know it. They will destroy the independence of the judiciary. Making D.C. a state is just an unbelievable power grab. So we have an ability to deny them a quorum by not simply not showing up. I'm willing to do that.
And that's what he's going to maybe have to do to avoid making D.C. a state. Supreme Court packing on down. The Bernie Biden agenda. That's what America's getting as free college and D.C. statehood go from bonehead idea to a bill. This is the reason why Bernie Sanders was not elected. This is why he didn't get the nomination. America doesn't want this. Well, Bernie Sanders is getting everything he wants. Now we're getting pressure is mounting to kill the filibuster to put it all through.
Number two.
No President Biden, no Vice President Harris, not a single member of the administration has paid us a visit here in Yuma or any of Arizona's other border cities. President Biden, you should declare a national emergency.
Governor Ducey, obviously, is his voice quivering with anger because as governor of Arizona, his border is being overrun, which means our country is refusing to help. Departed, desperate border governors demand aid for unrelenting surging at the border. The VP, given the assignment, has basically shown utter disinterest. She says she's going to go to the Triangle Countries sometime in June and have a Zoom call next week. She was given the portfolio in March.
Number one.
Just as America was hopeful of a step forward after the traumatic and exhausting trial of Derek Chauvin and the verdict that was reached. So our focus is on working to address systemic racism and implicit bias head on.
That is unbelievable. That is Jen Psaki. Policing in America. First and foremost, a reset requires law enforcement respect. On deck, reform. What is Congress working on? Are cops on board? Meanwhile, in Columbus, Ohio, you have a simmering, I guess, collective neighborhood after a police-involved shooting is being investigated. A 16-year-old is about to stab another teen and was shot dead before she could stab. LeBron James irresponsibly weighs in, blames the cop. With me right now is Bill Bennett, former education secretary under Ronald Reagan, the first drug czar in the country, and host of Wise Guys. You see him all over the channel as a Fox News contributor. Bill, welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you, Brian. You're doing a great job.
Thank you. And Bill, first off, when you look at what's happening in America right now, first off with this civil unrest, and now we're suddenly this racist country, I don't know where you were in the 60s, but I remember reading about things like this in the 60s and the factor in the Vietnam War. It seemed like America was coming apart. Does this feel the same?
Yeah, it does. It's continuous. And I'm glad you mentioned that because a lot of people think it just started. It really did start in the 60s. I wrote a history book called America, the Last Best Hope, called 1968, The Annus Horrible. It's the horrible year. But I was in or around universities from the early 60s into the 70s. And this is where a lot of it hatched. And I remember when I became Secretary of Education visiting the schools in the late 80s, seeing stuff on bulletin boards saying, you are the most important person in your life. You know, it's what you feel that matters. And I said, man, this is going to cause us trouble. And it has. Can I just come back to one thing you said in your opening?
Yep.
I was so moved by it, and I went back to what you were talking about on TV this morning. That 911 call in Columbus, that woman, I think a young black woman, said, we need a police officer here now. How about that? You know, as a measure of what's going on. And then you get this publicity, police officer shot, young black woman. How about police officer saved life of young black woman who was about to be killed?
Well, Bill, I'm going to just add some context.
Really.
No, I'm going to add something to that. Do you know the New York Times, Washington Post, and public television did this story and left out the fact that the woman who was shot, the teen that was shot, had a knife in her hand. So you wonder why LeBron James might have read that story and said, wait a second, just got shot because you were called they were fighting? But how do you leave the knife out of that story?
Yeah, that's unbelievable. That just tells you how reckless and shameless, that shameless, unlike shameful, means without shame. There's no shame. And just go lie just to push the agenda. My problem is, or the one I focus on, is why is this agenda being bought by so many people? And as you and I have talked about before, Democrats understand one thing that Republicans don't. What you teach them in the schools, colleges and universities, and then trickle down to the high schools matters. It comes out. It comes out in the streets and to a larger audience. It comes out to people who applaud what's going on in the street or are ambivalent or don't know what to think about what's going on in the street. And that's because of what's happening in education. Now Biden's got this huge bill that they're going to try to push forward. Scale is enormous. It's called Civics Secures Democracy. $1 billion a year for 6 years. That goes, you can see the transformation of American education in the largest way yet toward a progressive left-wing leftist perspective, and it would be disastrous for America.
Phil, do you know any other country that is trying to destroy itself? I mean, we're literally trying to rip ourselves down.
That's a great question.
Because nobody else has been successful.
No, that's right. Well, you know, Solzhenitsyn said back at Harvard, he said, you know, if destruction comes, it'll come from within after the United States. He said he worried about the country and destruction from within. This is what Lincoln said even earlier than that. You know, we live forever or commit suicide. We live forever or die by our own hand. He understood that. And this is what we're witnessing now. Some people, I have to tell you, think it's already over, that we've lost. But we can't. We can't say that. We haven't lost. We haven't lost yet. And there is resistance. Take this great figure, Brian, you've been talking about, Andrew Guttman, this guy in New York, investment banker, pulling his daughter out of the Brearley School, what, $55,000 a year, and writing a letter. And then following that, we get this telephone call from this father with the principal of another school.
Paul Rossi.
Or headmaster saying.
Hey, do you want to hear this, Bill?
We
What happened is Paul Rossi said, I've had it. I'm not renewing my contract, but this school is indoctrinating kids. They're not teaching kids. So he decides to call the headmaster and tape the call, the principal. Let's listen.
Some of our students, white people?
Yes.
Okay, so we're demonizing white kids. Why don't you just say it?
We are using language that makes them feel less than for nothing that they are personally responsible for.
Is that unbelievable?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. That's my point about the shameless. If somebody had said that before, they would have apologized. Said, I'm sorry, it's really crazy, but that's the way it is. But he just says it because this is the way the world works, because we have changed standards. We have turned things upside down.
See, I was, you know, the people used to say when we used to travel abroad, you know, these Americans are so loud and pompous. They think that the whole world revolves around them. They try to speak English in foreign countries. So we've gone the opposite. Now we travel around the world collectively and individually, and we apologize. And then we try to want to give our land back to the American Indians, and we want to apologize for being white supremacist about what happened in 1776, when what was happening there was happening in every continent in the world at the time. We did not invent slavery, nor did we have the most slaves. Sadly, it was part of civilization at the time.
That's right. No, exactly right. And Adams and Jefferson are talking about the Barbary pirates. You know this story. You've written about it. And, you know, and Jefferson says, I want to get these guys. You know, they're capturing our ships, our people, these Islamic pirates. And Adams says, okay, go ahead. But I'll tell you, if you fight them, you'll be fighting them for 150 years. He was right about that. But, you know, we went forward, and we went forward confidently. This loss of confidence in ourselves, this loss of confidence in this nation and what it means, In some ways, it's very simple. If this country, I mean, the lie is very simple to explain. If this country were as bad as it is, why the hell does everybody want to come here? Why do so many brown and black people want to come into this godforsaken racist country?
Great point.
You know, but we can't stop them. I used to have the Gates test. I used to say with kids when I went around the country teaching classes. And I said, I love this country. You know, you should too. Give it the Gates test. Which way do people run when you raise the gates? You know, a lot of countries you raise the gates, people run out. In this country, you raise the gates, people run in. You don't even raise the gates and people run in. What is it so horrible about this country that we are right now setting records for illegal immigration?
Right, and there's pressure. So, Bill, this is what I don't know if you think it's possible, but what happened is when you look at AOC, you say, well, who taught her like that? When you see the number of squad members growing, right, like, where did this come from? These educated people who have this horrible vision of America and this view that we got to destroy our energy in order to escape greed energy and that relates to society. Some of these rants are just incomprehensible. So how do Republicans begin to take back education? If someone listening right now doesn't want to run for president but wants to help their community, what do they do?
All right. First of all, I think there's a specific answer to your question. I think AOC went to Boston University, didn't she? I think so. Or where I taught. I was in the philosophy department. Philosophy department of 16. I was the only non-Marxist. How about that? The only non-Marxist. Anyway,
I believe Bill O'Reilly went there, and I believe Howard Stern went there.
All right. There you go. It's a distinguished lineage. People go in different directions, but okay. Some people have done well. Look, three things. One, the political side. You get the Civic Secures Democracy Act, which the Biden people are pushing, and some Republicans hear the word civics and they get all misty-eyed and say, I'm for it. A few Republican senators have indicated they may vote for this thing. We got to get on them. We got to get on them. I'm on them, and other people need to as well. Second, we need to continue to remind the Republican Party that if you want to change your country, this is how you change it. You go to the schools, you go to the colleges. Pay attention to education. Make it a priority issue. I've been fighting this for a lot of years. Third, understand that politics is downstream from culture. Daniel Patrick Moynihan said, you know, politics is important, but it's culture that affects politics. Where's culture? It's TV, it's radio, it's college, it's university, it's the schools. And then specific efforts. They're doing this critical race theory thing. They're pushing this, the 1619 Project. I'm working with a team to put a good, solid history and civics curriculum in the schools. We're writing the curriculum right now for September 22.
Awesome. Taking action. And then you continue with your microphone and bullhorn and your resume. People will start paying attention. Bill Bennett, you have a lot of people hope. Thanks so much.
Brian, thanks for understanding the importance of this. Not everybody does. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. It's a five-alarm fire. Bill Bennett, thank you. When we come back, your turn, 1-866-408-7669. And then if you're searching for a career, you want to find out what your passion is, Ken Linder, the founder of Positive Life Choice Psychology and the Positive Life Choice Psychology Lifestyle. He's the author of a brand-new book called Career Choreography. He's going to be helping you out, so don't move. Brian Kilmeade Show.
Expanding your knowledge base is Brian Kilmeade.
If you're worried about your hard-earned dollars becoming worthless or your 401k or IRA losing value, now is the time to move into gold. No, not gold or silver stocks, but real gold and silver you can actually hold in your hands. How do you get real gold and silver? By calling Oxford Gold today at 833-600-GOLD. The Oxford Gold Group will teach you everything you need to know about owning real gold and silver. It's a lot easier than you think. Call the Oxford Gold Group right now at 833-600-GOLD to get your free gold and silver investment guide. Put your savings and retirement accounts into something real, like gold and silver. Get your free Oxford Gold Group investment guide today and learn how easy it is to have real gold and silver delivered to your home or how you can have real gold and silver in your retirement account. Don't sit back and watch your savings and retirement account suffer. Now is the time to make your money work as hard for you as you did for your money. So do this. Call the Oxford Gold Group right now, today, 833-600-GOLD. That's 833-600-G-O-L-D.
Let me get right back to you. Sandra, those banners go out tonight. Can you pop them?
Indeed. Those unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
On machine four?
Like at Monica's print shop. To fulfill orders on time, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal services and technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, HR, billing, client intake, and more. So you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Getting back to school.
After nearly a year of remote learning for Arizona State University, student Alexis Rodriguez says he's ready to get back on campus, but not until he gets the vaccine.
Now that, you know, people are starting to get the vaccine, I'm starting to feel a little bit more comfortable wanting to go back in person.
But not all students are so eager to get it. ASU undergrad Brian Flores says he has some concerns.
It's something that I'm on the fence about because I don't really feel that I need it at this moment.
But it may not be a choice for long. Rutgers University in New Jersey is the first to announce it will require all on-campus students to be fully vaccinated before the fall semester begins. Dr. Melanie Swift with the Mayo Clinic highly recommends students get the shot and says all three vaccine options are safe.
When colleges opened for on-campus learning back in the fall, we had large outbreaks, so we know these students are susceptible to getting and transmitting the virus.
Rutgers University says students may request an exemption from the vaccination for medical or religious reasons. Getting back to school, Stephanie Bennett, Fox News.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind, 1962.
Roger, the clock is operating. We're underway. A little bumpy along about here. Roger, zero G, and I feel fine. Kixel is turning around. Oh, that view is tremendous.
Let me ask you one simple question. Do you, Ambassador Zorin, deny that the USSR has placed and is placing medium and intermediate range missiles and sites in Cuba? Yes or no? Don't wait for the translation. Yes or no?
I am not in an American courtroom, sir, and therefore I do not wish to answer a question that is put to me in the fashion in which prosecutor does. In due course, sir, you will have your reply.
I'm prepared to wait for my answer until hell freezes over, if that's your decision.
You don't have Nixon to kick around anymore.
News as it happens.
News as it happens.
This is Fox News Talk.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with the Fox Celebrity Profile with Prodigal Son's Tom Payne as the Fox series returns and includes guest star Alan Cumming, who Payne's character Malcolm shares a lot of screen time with.
This is kind of Malcolm's worst fear, is someone pulling at that thread of Endicott's death and investigating his family. The episode is full of tension and Malcolm is pushed to the edge yet again.
Malcolm and his sister Ainsley's relationship stays on edge.
She's still a big wild card in the whole situation, and her relationship with their father, Martin, is an unknown to Malcolm.
And Payne notes it's an intense dynamic to play out.
We did have this great brother-sister relationship, and then it's flipped a little bit this season, and it can't help but bleed a little bit into real life. I found myself kind of looking at Hoston like, I'm finding you a really difficult person to be around. I don't normally let it, doesn't bleed into my personal life, but just because it's so deeply rooted, and the situations are, Malcolm's at the edge of his emotions all the time.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Talk show that's getting you talking. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Well, girls over here trying to fight us, trying to stop us, trying to put our hands on our grandma. Get here now.
Have you seen any weapons? Have you seen any weapons?
We need a police officer here now.
And what happened is they cut out the part where it said that they have a knife. And when the police officer showed up, The body cam reveals you see a 16-year-old Makita Bryant with a knife lunging at another girl with what appears to be a knife before she was shot by police. The shooting was at 4:45 in the afternoon at the same day the Minneapolis jury convicted an ex-cop, Derek Chauvin, of murder. So now all of a sudden the activists that were there tearing up Minneapolis feel they can do the same thing in Columbus, Ohio. Unbelievable. Alex, listen on WABC in Brooklyn. Hey, Alex.
Good morning, Brian. Thanks for taking my call. Good morning. I have two things I wanted to tell you, and I wanted to hear if you agree with me. So first, I was thinking maybe cops should only have unlethal weapons on them, so that way criminals don't get killed by accident or not by accident. But then I thought if you take the guns away from criminals, from the cops, I'm sorry, then criminals and murderers aren't going to be so afraid to commit a crime, because worst case scenario, they don't get killed. They get shot with a taser, and then they go to prison. So if you take the deadly option away, then you're really increasing crimes on the streets. And the second thing was, when Maxine Waters said that as far as she's concerned, it's first-degree murder and protesters should stay out on the street because the system is still broken. Some people said that she was threatening the jurors so that way they should convict Chauvin with all three charges. But I think that, no, she was afraid that Chauvin would be found guilty of all three charges, because if that happens, that means that the system works and the riots aren't necessary and she and her friends can't fix the system for their own selfish reasons because it's not a racist system. So she set it up and said that no matter what happens in the courtroom, the system is racist, but she really wanted a different outcome. She wanted Chauvin to be charged not with all three charges, so that way she could still fix the system.
Right. In a way, I think you're right. But Alex, here's the thing you got to look out for with that. You had this case, who's Derek Chauvin. I don't even think there was one person came out on his side. You had cops testifying against him. But you don't want the jury intimidated by what's going on in the streets. And I think she was stunned by the fact that this was not Jim Jordan going after Congressman Maxine Waters. It was the judge who used to work with Amy Klobuchar, who said that that lawmaker could have just gotten you an appeal. And some have said, and come on the show, and said in most cases that would have been a mistrial. I mean, that's how wrong she was. And why Nancy Pelosi stood by her, I'll never understand, because she had a chance to be a true leader. Instead, what she is a true partisan. Senator Schumer is the exact same way. Thanks. I appreciate the call, Alex. When we come back, we're going to be joined by Kenny Lidner. Now, if you're one of these people that either in a job that's running out, have been laid off from a job, or through this pandemic, when you're first to work at home, you say, listen, this is not my passion. I want to design a career. This guy is one of the most powerful agents in the history of TV. He has now taken a step back, wrote this book called Career Choreography, your step-by-step guide to finding the right job and achieving huge success, and most importantly, happiness. So he's got this book out. It's going extremely well. He's represented people from Megyn Kelly to Liz Claman, some of the most important people in television over the years, well, actually 35 years. So he's going to be joining us. I thought it might be a good thing because so many people are listening to us now where their lives have been turned on their heads because of the pandemic. In fact, whose life hasn't been? We'll talk about that again, too, when we come back. You listen to the Brian Kilmeade Show. I'm on Outnumbered at 12 o'clock, so don't move.
In the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. There is always someone doing something stupid somewhere. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Join me, Jason Chaffetz, every Wednesday as I shed light on the news and make some predictions along the way. You never know who will drop in. Subscribe now on FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right, live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with the latest contestant to be unmasked on Fox's The Masked Singer, Sugar Ray frontman Mark McGrath.
Obviously, the weirdest part about performing in the costume is getting used to the fact that you're performing in a 9-foot orca costume, you know? But when I saw my costume, I got to say I was kind of relieved because some of those costumes, like a whatchamacallit, they're like big furry balls of things that you can't really perform in.
We're very excited to see your kids' reactions. One, was that was a big reason you wanted to do this, and also, what were the reactions?
Yeah, definitely. You know, my kids have loved the show, and it's something we've been able to share as a family. And they're getting to be that age now, 11, where mom and dad aren't cool anymore. So when we watched the first week, my son was like, hey, Dad, Orca's kind of cool, huh? I go, yeah, he's all right. And inside, I'm like, yeah. I sing Every Rose Has Its Thorn a lot around the house. So I think they kind of were a little skeptical. And then when the mask came off, they were just like, ah, jumping up and down.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Hey, it's Brett Larson, inviting you to download and listen to the new daily Fox on Tech podcast. There's part of a colorful late 90s iMac on Mars. It's an idea that seems a lot like Kickstarter called Build It. This isn't the first time we've heard about North Korea hackers trying to get a leg up on COVID-19, a range that was used for satellite TV service in the 70s. Get the latest trends in technology, cybersecurity alerts, and gadget news daily. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
On July 27, 1976, after months of legal wrangling, former Beatle John Lennon finally won residency in the U.S.
Well, it's great to be legal again. And I'll tell my baby, and I thank you, and of course the Immigration Service for finally seeing the light of day, as they say. Good.
You want
thank
to
you.
That card?
Yeah, I'd love to. I should have got a different picture.
What does it mean to you after 5 years of struggling to become a permanent resident to get that green card?
Well, it was a very slow, long struggle, so it's not like, you know, it suddenly ends. I'll come out of it slowly, and I realize I can go to visit relatives in Japan, show them the baby, show them in England, you know, save them coming over here. And I can go visit the relatives and come back with safety now with the green card. How do you feel?
Overwhelmed.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A brave and smart canine that rescued his buddy from drowning in a pool makes today's Dean's List. A family's beloved pet fell into the backyard pool when the owners weren't home, but another dog that happened to be at the right place at the right time saved the day. It happened at a home in Boksburg City in South Africa. Byron Thanarayan, the pet's owner, told the local news station that he and his wife were initially confused when they returned home and found the wet dogs. The family decided to check their security cameras, which is when they discovered that the smaller dog, Chucky, had fallen into the pool. Fortunately for Chucky, Jesse, who was nearby, lifted Chucky to safety. It reportedly took Jesse 34 minutes to successfully lift Chucky out of the pool. And the video is amazing. Jesse, thank you for rescuing Chucky. A well-deserved Doggy Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Busy, he'll make your head spin. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Keep in mind, at the top of the hour, I'll be on Outnumbered right here on the Fox News channel. And you could always watch our show right now on Fox Nation. With me now is somebody who's no stranger to TV. He's dominated in his business for as long as he's been in it, almost four decades. He's the founder of Positive Life Choice Psychology and the Positive Life Choice Psychology Lifestyle. He's author of a brand new book, Career Choreography, Your Step-by-Step Guide to Finding the Right Job and Achieving Huge Success and Happiness. And it's not for the TV host or aspiring anchor. It's for everybody. Ken, welcome to the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Good morning. Hi, Brian. How are you?
Congratulations. I mean, not unexpected, but a big success. You know this business inside and out, and you actually picked the market. You know the market. There's a lot of people listening to us right now whose lives and careers have been turned on their heads. How can this book help?
Well, Brian, I have been helping people, as you said, for almost four decades take the steps to find the right job for them, secure it, and then thrive in it. So I put a number of steps, which I'd love to chat with you about,
yep,
to help people get back into the workforce or enter the workforce for the first time.
But how does what you learned in TV relate to the everyday person who has no interest in being in front of the camera or being behind the microphone?
Well, I believe that there are certain steps, what I call a choreography, that are effective for everyone. There are logical steps that anyone can take to put the percentages in their favor that they will attain that great job. For example, the first thing that I would say is use this pandemic, this time off, to assess what it is you really want. Make this a great reset. Think about the things you do really well. Think about all of the education or all of the experience, the job experiences you've had that make you an asset to a particular employer. And again, take stock of the things you really want in your next job and the things you don't want, and then write a list. I call it a clarifying list, so that you clarify in your mind what you want to see in your next job, so when you look for a job, you know what to look for,
mm-hmm,
and you can effectively articulate those things, those assets, to a prospective employer when you have an interview. And, Brian, one really big tip for everybody out there who wants to get back into the workforce is think about all of the people with whom you've worked over the years, because those are the people who know how good you are, know your contacts, know your work ethic, know the content of your character, and either A, maybe one of those people can hire you, or they can highly recommend you to someone who can hire you. Very quickly, my dad was laid off at 66 years old, and the emotional wind was taken out of his sails because he said to me, Kenny, who's going to hire and invest in somebody who's 66 years old? I told my dad to do exactly what I just said. Keep in touch with all the people who've worked with you before. Stay relevant. Read all about the business you plan to go back into. Keep your contacts fresh. And he did. 3 years later, someone who he had kept in contact with for 3 years,
mm-hmm,
who used to be his buyer trainee, had become the chairman of the board of marshals. He called my dad and said, okay, the time is now. I'm starting a company called TJ Maxx, and Jack, I want you to train all of the individuals that we have as buyers the way you train me. My dad started at age 69, Brian, and he worked until he was 99.
Wow.
Parting the information that he knew. So stay in touch with the people who know how good you are. And lastly, don't discount, you know, your background, your work investment. That's an asset that can set you positively apart from everyone else.
So how do you feel about people who say, at this point, you know, I just want money? And a lot of people go follow the money. They look up and they're 35, 40 years old, and they're like, well, you know what? I don't really have a career. You know, I look forward to my vacations. I don't look forward to going to work. How do you find something that is not work?
Well, you know, this is very pervasive right now, Brian. It's a great question, because with the pandemic, so many people have taken stock of their lives. So many people have, you know, realized the fragility of life and health, and they want more from their job. They want more meaning, or they want more work-life balance, or they want to spend more time at home or by family. So, you know, I think people's values have changed. And by the way, I think employers are now more open to being more flexible. I know I am as an employer. And I think it's time to think about what it is that would make your heart sing. And money's important, but you know what? You spend so much of your time working. And I talk about this in career choreography. There are steps to take, such as, again, thinking about what you don't want in your next job and what would make your heart sing in a new one, so that you find a better work-life balance, more purpose and more meaning, and then go out and get that job when the time is right.
So the thing is even if you are desperate, don't show you're desperate. I remember reading Matthew McConaughey's book, and he comes to Hollywood, and he's meeting with an agent, and he came out as like, I need this job. He goes, no, you're not ready for this job. You can't need this job. You got to be ready to have this job. How do you not show that desperation that you're extremely worried about paying your bills and what is around the bend, which technically we're not even out of this yet?
Right. Well, you know, one of the things I talk about in career choreography is managing your emotions. You never want to make a decision or make a move when you're enveloped in toxic emotions such as fear, sadness, you feel resentful, you feel hurt, you feel diminished. You always, what happens then is you want to make a quick fix decision, and most times you don't make a decision for the long term that's constructive for the long term. And in career choreography, I talk about, it's like playing chess. One move affects and impacts many other moves, so you need to think long term about what moves you make. So when talking about desperation, not only do you not want to show desperation, but you don't want to make a decision or have a meeting when you're feeling that way. And I actually talk about the steps you can take to dissipate fear, because we all have fears during the pandemic. We all have concerns, and we need to get past those in order to make our very clearest professional decisions.
I know you give some examples too in the book, like people call up and they might have a son or a daughter and they need some advice on what they want to do. They don't know exactly what they want to do. So you'll say, ask a series of questions. What are you interested in? And this one girl says to you, well, I love playing soccer. I also love working with Down syndrome kids. I like being around other people. How do you take some of the things where you could just back off and say, don't worry about a career. Just tell me what you like. Tell me what you enjoy doing, and then find the career to match that, right?
Right. In fact, that girl's name is Sarah. You've got a great memory, Brian. And so Sarah was a young lady that was sent to me by a client of mine, and she was in college, and she was conflicted because she wanted to be the stay-at-home mom that her mother was, but she also wanted to work with Down syndrome children and wanted to teach them 5 days a week. So how can you be the stay-at-home mom and work 5 days a week? And she also was a great musician. She was great at the piano and great at the guitar. So these are all the things that I asked her to write down in her clarifying list. It clarified and crystallized for us the things that she really loved to do. She was also a great listener and a great problem solver. So what I said to her was, let's put all of these assets, these pieces of information into, you know, our thought processes. And what I said was, here's the idea. Here's the choreography. Instead of teaching Down syndrome children 5 days a week, be a Down syndrome counselor or psychologist. That way you can work from a home office, or you work from an office, you know, close to your home, and you don't have to be in school 5 days a week. So you can balance being a stay-at-home mom or an attentive mom and having a schedule that's flexible. And when it comes to your gifts of music, use that music to draw out and give the joy of music to those Down syndrome children. Well, you know, 3 or 4 years later now, she's just about finishing college, and she's on her way to getting a graduate degree in being a special needs counselor. And it was because we saw what she wanted and what her value system was that we were able to creatively come up with a choreography of her being able to be a stay-at-home mom one day and yet fulfill her dream of working with Down syndrome children.
So Kenny Linder, one of the most respected people in TV and film and radio, is on the air with us right now. He's gotten a brand new book out. It's called Career Choreography, Your Step-by-Step Guide to Finding the Right Job and Achieving Huge Success and Happiness. So Ken, used to dealing with emerging stars and established stars, Lester Holt, arguably the top five most powerful people in news, Megyn Kelly, as talented as any people and successful as anybody you're ever going to meet, on down. What did you learn from their success that can help you with average everyday people? Or is there even a difference?
I don't think there's a difference, Brian, but I will tell you, two things that I've learned, which I'd love to share with your listeners. One, you know, whether it's Oprah Winfrey who so blossomed as a host. And she was a terrific anchor in Baltimore, but when she became a host in Chicago and then got her own show, it showcased all of her gifts. You know, her ability to dig down deep in her soul, her ability to listen and be compassionate. And what I analogize from Oprah's example to everyone else's, find a job, a position, a career which takes advantage of your skill sets, which showcases your gifts, which takes advantage of the things you love to do. Because if you, and here's the second tip, if you love what you do, if you're good at it, and you feel, and you believe in what you do, you feel good about what you do every day,
mm-hmm.
not only will you be happy, but the chances are you'll put the, you know, you put the percentages in your favor that you'll be highly successful.
Where does money and happiness line up? How do they line up in your world?
I believe if you're really good at what you do and you're happy, the money will come. I must tell you that, you know, I went to law school, graduated from law school, and was just about to take a corporate law firm job. And I did my own clarifying list, Brian. I said, what do I want to do? I love working with people, not projects. I love being an entrepreneur. I love being a marketer. And I love contract law. And, you know, the law firm job sort of lined up with all of those criteria. But then all of a sudden I met the president of a major agency just before I was about to take that job. And he told me about the people, you know, the people business. And he had they had represented Elvis and the Beatles and Billy Joel and Robert Redford and all these big talents. And I thought, how amazing is that to work with people and see what can be in them, which is what I love to do, and then choreograph the steps to help them get to, you know, to live their dreams. And it met all my criteria. And I went to work for that agency at less than half of the money that the law firm offered me. But I truly believe that if I were really good at what I did and I was passionate about what I did, and I loved what I did, the money would come. And the money has come, but I'll tell you, if I won the lottery today, I would not stop doing what I do, Brian. You know, I love what I do. I love helping people, you know, self-actualize and fulfill their dreams. So I wouldn't change. I know money is important, and I wouldn't discount it. But I think if you're really great at what you do, the money will come.
Absolutely. So there's this study out, because we're in the pandemic right now, we're talking to Kenny Linder, that 2 in 3 people want to work remotely full-time after the pandemic ends. That's a new survey. About 11% said not being allowed to work at home anymore wouldn't bother them, but most people do. They've discovered this. What is your reaction? Because you can do your, you know, you as an agent, you could do your job anywhere too, right? Maybe some of your agents that work with you.
So funny, Brian. We are actually moving today to a smaller office because I'm going to work remotely from now on, as are many of my staff members. So we'll still have a smaller office, but we don't need to work in an office these days. So, you know, with the computer, with everything and all of our tools, I think employers understand and I really believe are empathetic to people working remotely. I must tell you, as long as my staff members remain productive, some of them have young children at home.
Yep.
Makes it easier for them. It makes them happy. And you know what? It breeds loyalty. I'm all for helping people find a great work-life balance.
Hey, worst comes to worst, Kenny, you go get your bigger office and make everyone come back, but the productivity isn't there. But people are beginning to realize, and I even noticed with the NFL, they did the draft, most of these coaches and GMs were working from their house, and they actually had their family on their lap when they're usually working 20 hours a day. So maybe you can do that job and be home. So that would be one of the good things to come out of this terrible pandemic. Ken, congratulations on the book and everyone that's buying it. Career Choreography is the name of it. Best of luck with the move, Ken.
Thank you so much, Brian, and thanks for having me on your show.
You got it. When we come back, we'll find out if there's more to know. Top of the hour, on to Outnumbered on Fox News Channel. If you're worried about your hard-earned dollars becoming worthless or your 401k or IRA losing value, now is the time to move into gold. No, not gold or silver stocks, but real gold and silver you can actually hold in your hands. How do you get real gold and silver? By calling Oxford Gold today at 833-600-GOLD. The Oxford Gold Group will teach you everything you need to know about owning real gold and silver. It's a lot easier than you think. Call the Oxford Gold Group right now at 833-600-GOLD to get your free gold and silver investment guide. Put your savings and retirement accounts into something real, like gold and silver. Get your free Oxford Gold Group investment guide today and learn how easy it is to have real gold and silver delivered to your home or how you can have real gold and silver in your retirement account. Don't sit back and watch your savings and retirement accounts suffer. Now is the time to make your money work as hard for you as you did for your money. So do this. Call the Oxford Gold Group right now, today, 833-600-GOLD. That's 833-600-G-O-L-D.
Texting enrolls you into recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
No way, man. You're not getting by me.
You sure about that?
Nice basket.
Man, I am slowing down as I get older, but
you're unstoppable.
What's your secret?
I gotta tell you, taking Nugenix Total T makes a huge difference for me.
Nugenix, that's the testosterone booster you see on TV, right?
Yes, this is a legit product. The patented key ingredient is Testafin, which helps boost free testosterone and total testosterone levels and increase energy and lean muscle mass.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, and you should check it out. Nugenix Total T is a great way to increase lean muscle and feel stronger with more energy and endurance. And like the TV ad says, she'll like it too.
I need to get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix.
Just send them a text. Text GRIT to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of new Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help get you back into shape absolutely free. Text GRIT to 321-321. That's GRIT to 321-321.
Brett Baer's All-Star Panel.
President Biden has met with a bipartisan group of lawmakers to discuss his $2.2 trillion infrastructure proposal. The president has said he's open to compromise on the proposal, but has warned he will not tolerate inaction. Democratic strategist and syndicated talk radio host Leslie Marshall.
One issue in the bill that even some Democrats, you know, the more moderate Democrats, and certainly some Republicans are not happy with is the family care provisions that are part of that. They don't feel that has a place with infrastructure, and there seems to be some willingness among Democrats to maybe take that out.
Former campaign manager for Senator Scott Brown and Republican strategist Colin Reed.
Well, Brett, for all the talk about whether the Republicans are going to support this bill, the greater dissension seems to me in the Democratic ranks. There's certain Democratic members from the Northeast who are upset about the state and local tax issue. There's Democrats in Iowa who are upset about the biofuel issue, and the Democrats have very, very thin majorities.
I'm Brett Baer. We'll see you next time.
This is House Call for Health. Are you walking around this spring feeling like you're missing out on something? Well, that something could be seasonal allergies, and it might be related to wearing a coronavirus mask.
There's some studies that show that it does, in fact, reduce the amount of pollen that you're getting into your nose and your mouth.
Dr. Robert Silge is an allergist in Salt Lake City, Utah, and says wearing a mask to protect against allergies isn't actually a new concept.
You may have an image in your mind of people in Japan wearing masks all the time, and it's usually not for infectious reasons. They tend to wear those in the spring because of cedar pollen.
Another COVID-related factor that might be helping a lot of people this year? Sarah Chung usually suffers, but...
It definitely helped staying inside. So I didn't really experience, like, my typical springtime allergies.
For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
This is 3 hours in radio. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. I think it's time. I'm just checking my watch to find out if there's indeed a need to know more.
More to Know. Sponsored by Oxford Gold Group. Call today to learn how you can protect your retirement and savings account. 833-600-GOLD. That's 833-600-G-O-L-D.
So good news for Michael Keaton fans, people who like Night Shift. He's returning as Batman in the upcoming Flash movie. Keaton first played the Caped Crusader in Tim Burton's 1989 hit Batman. And then again in 1992, the Flash movie, the Flash star will be introducing fans to the idea that multiverse universe of one of the core concepts underpinning DC Comics. A Keaton version of Batman reportedly will not affect Matt Reeves' movie, The Batman, starring Robert Pattinson. All we have is these cartoon characters making movies now. People are looking for sure things with big money.
But
right?
I know you're excited about the multiverse because you were telling me how much you love how the fact you get multiple characters from multiple franchises, from multiple movies, from multiple decades
exactly.
ago, all show up.
What really bothers me, too, is they're making Mr. America somebody who apologizes for wars that we're in. That's the other big story that's happening. Next, President Biden administration is blocking the Veterans Annual Memorial Day motorcycle rally. That, according to Congressman Brian Mast, lost both his legs in battle. The Pentagon Special Events confirmed that AMVET's permit on March 11th had been revoked, citing a routing error. In a letter, Mast urged Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin to promptly approve the permit being sought by AMVET. Quote, I can confirm that we received the letter from Brian Mast. As other congressional correspondents, we will respond directly to the member of Congress, the Pentagon spokesman said. Let's get the rally going. Enough canceling things because of the pandemic. Next, rap music and strong coffee make you a better driver. How long have I been saying this? Okay, I've never said this. UK-based behavioral science consultancy CX Lab and car insurance company U-Switch collaborated on this experiment. They say factors who are drinking a strong cup of coffee 20 minutes before taking the test, listening to an audio track of noisy children, and listening to rap, techno, heavy metal, classical, jazz, or R&B music combined to make you a better driver. That's great to know.
So what's your type of music that would make you a better driver?
It's love songs. Nothing but love songs. That's all I need. Thanks so much for listening, everyone. Watch me on Outnumber at the top of the hour. I'll be the man in the middle talking about things that matter most. And always remember, Brian Kilmeade Show can be found right here and on Fox Nation.
Ad sponsored by Open Jar Concepts. Attention, this is an important message for anyone that has been diagnosed with cancer after being exposed to Roundup or other weed killers. The Internal Agency for Research on Cancer warned that overexposure to Roundup and other weed killers may increase the risk of developing non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Monsanto, the manufacturer of Roundup, may have known that Roundup and other weed killers were likely linked to organ damage and cancer. This information was hidden from the public as proprietary trade secret since 1981, and Monsanto may have failed to warn of the potential risk of cancer. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with cancer after being exposed to Roundup or other weed killers, you may be entitled to significant compensation. Call us now at 800-664-8427. Our network of attorneys are ready to fight for you. You'll pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. Call now for a free consultation at 800-664-8427. You must protect your legal rights. Call 800-664-8427. Again, 800-664-8427.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1982.
The death of John Belushi.
Our paramedics responded to a home in the Hollywood Hills. After a short time, had to pronounce the victim dead.
I came because I believe that the nuclear arms race has got to end for the sake of the world.
To be a part of the group of people that are supportive of what we are about, namely stopping the nuclear arms race.
Count number one, not guilty by reason of insanity. A look of wonder came to the faces of John Hinckley's parents. That's the count charging him with attempting to kill the President of the United States.
At the conclusion of tonight's game between the Giants and the Packers, all NFL training facilities will be struck.
I'm just very happy the patient is doing as well as he's doing right now.
It's very obvious that these caps were tampered with. It was not an accidental thing. It was not a product defect. It was willful and wanton.
News as it happens then. News as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Population of the International Space Station now in the double digits.
It's the biggest group up there in more than a decade and SpaceX's third crew capsule in less than a year. Astronaut Megan MacArthur.
We're just really excited to be here and be part of this historic mission with the two Dragons on board. First reuse of a capsule, first reuse of a booster. It's just a tremendous achievement.
The reuse of the capsule is an essential part of SpaceX founder Elon Musk's push to the moon and Mars.
Almost half a century since humans were last on the moon. It's too long. We need to get back there and have a permanent base on the moon.
Four astronauts from the station return to Earth Wednesday. I'm Julie Walker.
Armenian Americans celebrated the news Saturday that President Biden formally declared as genocide the systematic killing and deportation of hundreds of thousands of their ancestors by Ottoman Empire forces in the early 1900s. The White House had avoided using the term genocide for decades for fear of alienating the ally Turkey. But Mr. Biden argued failing to call the atrocities against the Armenian people a genocide would pave the way for future mass atrocities. Indonesia's military has declared its missing submarine sunk and cracked open after finding items from the vessel over the last couple of days.
The announcement apparently ends hope of finding any of the 53 crew members alive. The Navy says the presence of an oil slick and items from the vessel are clear proof it sank. Indonesia had earlier considered the vessel as just missing, but said its oxygen supply would have run out by early Saturday.
Ken Lorman reports the cause of the disappearance is still uncertain. The Navy had previously said an electrical failure could have left the submarine unable to execute emergency procedures in order to resurface. More at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com. Call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
Overseas, India continues to struggle with the latest surge in coronavirus cases around the world.
For the third day in a row, India has set a global daily record with more than 346,000 coronavirus cases. That's according to the tally by Johns Hopkins University. India's total of more than 16 million cases now ranks behind only the United States. Hospitals are being overwhelmed, and even some who managed to find a bed are suffocating with oxygen in short supply. India's health ministry reports another 2,600 deaths in the past 24 hours. That's pushed India's confirmed toll to more than 189,000 people. I'm Ben Thomas.
And you can check out the latest breaking news and read the best analysis both at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. California's Governor Gavin Newsom says the state will stop issuing fracking permits by 2024.
The Democrat also said he will halt all oil extraction by 2045, using his authority to take on the state's powerful oil and gas industry in a year. He will likely face voters in a recall election. If successful, California, the seventh largest oil-producing state of the nation, would become the largest to ban fracking and likely the first in the world to set a deadline for the end of all oil production. Patrick Frost reporting.
Israeli police say 44 people have been arrested, 20 officers wounded in a night of chaos in Jerusalem. Security forces separately clashed with Palestinians angry about Ramadan restrictions and Jewish extremists who held an anti-Arab march nearby. Tensions have spiked in recent days in the city, which has long been a flashpoint in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Today we're talking about Trinidad's Espiritu Series No. 2, crafted with tobaccos from Brazil and Nicaragua and wrapped in an Arapiraca leaf. Espiritu No. 2 produces a harmonious, medium to full-bodied cigar with extraordinary zesty complexity and earthy notes. Come by the shop and pick up your Trinidad Espiritu No. 2 today, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Be joining us at the bottom of the hour will be Marty Makary. We're going to make heads or tails of what's happening with masks, the vaccine, and why I believe the President of the United States is the greatest example of an anti-vaxxer in the history of man. The guy wears two masks, never takes it off, even though he's been vaccinated, and all alone, making announcements, making speeches, walking in graveyards, never takes the mask off. Why would anyone who's a little bit hesitant about getting a vaccine want to live that life? Nobody. When is he going to realize people are watching and seeing? They're not just listening, whatever they can make out of what you're saying behind your two masks. So let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three, do you think that if you are outside and not close to people, you still need to wear a mask?
You know, this is a question that we're looking at. We have this complex message that we still have hotspots in this country, and we will be looking at the outdoor masking question.
What? You should not be wearing a mask outdoors. Masking under fire. Now experts saying what we've been saying all along. Masking everywhere, all the time, any place, even after vaccination, is crushing trust and creating hypochondriacs. Why should Americans even get a vaccine if their lives won't change? That story and all things pandemic-related coming your way.
Number two. Say, I can't help but think what would happen if we had social workers present.
I remember fights in even high school where a kid brought a penknife or something to school and teachers were able to defuse that and they have guns.
Shoot the gun in the air. There's a warning. There's something wrong with this.
Sorry, police officers listening right now. Policing in America under fire. We review the latest flashpoints, reform pushes, and push back on this president's belief that America is a racist society.
Number one.
The United States sets out on the road to cut greenhouse gases in half by the end of this decade. You know, these steps will set America on a path of net zero emissions economy by no later than 2050.
That's Joe Biden's inspiring words. Joe Biden's Build Back Better agenda is doing anything but, as his tax plan, new family plan, D.C. state push, and now sacrifice at the altar of green energy has our enemies laughing and many clear-thinking Americans steaming, like me. 2022 cannot come here fast enough. So let's get started. I got the admin a little while. I'll handle foreign policy with him. But when it comes to the Joe Biden agenda, it gets more radical by the day. And if he's not doing it directly, he's supporting what's happening in Congress, mostly at the House level. And in the Senate, they want to create such a backlog and so much pressure that Joe Manchin and Kristen Sinema or anybody else, whether it's August King, say, okay, we have to get rid of the filibuster, the one you begged us not to get rid of 2 years ago, 4 years ago, because the Senate was firmly in Mitch McConnell's hands. Now you're saying, people are saying, is racist. It's a joke. So what's happening at the border is being ignored. That is a crisis. What they're doing with the Biden agenda is creating a crisis. Next week, they're going to roll out a family plan that's going to roll out. It's going to cost $1.5 trillion. Now, that's different than the $2.2 trillion that they want to do in infrastructure and different from the $1.9 trillion that they already passed. Where are we getting this money from? Well, we're going to tax you and tax everybody. We're going to get the tax rate, corporate tax rate. You're already going to go up from 21 to 28, which Joe Manchin's not going to go for. But how about this? Capital gains tax from 23 to 43.4. That plummeted the market hundreds of points immediately, 321 points. That's a genius because it leaked to Bloomberg. He wanted it to leak to Bloomberg ahead of time so everyone's not shocked next week. So you now, if you're in New York and you're an investor, you probably are going to be spending 62% of your entire income on taxes. On taxes. Then you got the climate change, which is going to get rid of the meat industry, the oil and gas industry, even quicker than we were told. It is going to be devastating. I don't know how we're paying for this and how we're going to convert this, but guess who? During the two-day climate summit, guess who's not pledging anything to do anything? China, India, and Russia. So we got to cut 90% of red meat out of diet within 10 years. That's 4 pounds a year. Switch to an electric car, approximately $50,000. Install new electric heat pumps into every home, which means if you like your gas stove, you can forget about it. Even though natural gas burns cleanly, we don't seem to care about that. Here's a little from Joe Biden. Cut one.
The United States sets out on the road to cut a greenhouse gases in half by the end of this decade. That's where we're headed as a nation. And that's what we can do if we take action to build an economy that's not only more prosperous, but healthier, fairer, and cleaner for the entire planet. You know, these steps will set America on a path of net zero emissions economy by no later than 2050.
Okay, great. Biden's goal will require the electric grid hours to be totally rebuilt within 10 years. That'll be cheap. According to the Natural Resource Defense Council, the U.S. will also have to double its share of carbon-free power to 80%. It's at 40% right now, half of which is now provided by nuclear, which they don't like, to have any hope of achieving. So all coal plants will have to be shut down. Natural gas plants will be phased into obsolescence. Wind and solar will have to increase 6 to 7-fold. The Obama clean power plan, which the Supreme Court blocked in 2016, looks modest by comparison. It sought to reduce CO2 emissions by 32%. So if you like your stove gas, you cannot keep your stove gas. Farmers will have to adopt a, quote, climate smart agriculture and forestry, I guess, way of doing things. Here's what Larry Kudlow said. I think he put this great, because yesterday was Earth Day. Cut four.
Today was a terrible Earth Day. The stock market sold all 400 points. The second reason is Joe Biden was out there with his Earth Day solutions, which is to tax every single thing that possibly moves.
Yeah.
So he will destroy a perfectly good economy left to him by one Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a bad Earth Day. That's all I'm saying.
And you should be saying that. So let's talk about something else, and this is D.C. as a state. D.C. should not be a state. The Constitution says it should not be a state. George Washington, Benjamin Franklin said it shouldn't be a state. James Madison wanted to make sure it wasn't a state. It's supposed to be neutral ground. It just so happens it's inhabited by Democrats, where it is, even though it's a 50-50 area, D.C., it is mostly everybody is Democrat there. So that's the only reason you want to make D.C. a state. They're not concerned. Don't let anyone kid you about the fact that maybe they're not getting proper representation. Fold back in Maryland if you want. You cannot get two more senators and a congressperson there. That is not going to work. What I was stunned at, and I shouldn't be stunned at, is that making D.C. a state and pushing back against it, you're not talking about a constitutional argument. You know what you're talking about? Racism. Racism. Because they say that they see race in everything. It is official. I see race. They see race in absolutely everything. So listen to what they said yesterday when they voted on it, and it got passed on a pure party line. Did this D.C. becoming a state, which, by the way, I think is totally out of control, and it will not pass the constitutional test. And they can't. I don't believe do it without making an amendment to the Constitution. But they're going to pressure Joe Manchin to make it 50-50, so the vice president cuts it in. So here is. Here is a new member of the squad, I believe the first male member, Congressman Mondaire Jones. He's on the House floor. And when the Republicans say we're totally against this is what this clown says. Cut one. Cut ten.
I have had enough of my colleagues' racist insinuations that somehow the people of Washington, D.C. are incapable or even unworthy of our democracy. One of my House Republican colleagues said that D.C. shouldn't be a state because the district doesn't have a landfill. My goodness. With all the racist trash my colleagues have brought to this debate, I can see why they're worried about having a place to put it.
Not racist. It's a Democratic area which you want to make a state to get two more senators to have a permanent majority and further socialize the country. And where he comes off putting race into everything, it just diminishes it all. And 216 said yes, 208 said no. The Senate will not get a single Republican vote, and I hope some clear-thinking Democrats will realize the Constitution means something. When we come back, the challenges we are getting and the brushback pitch we got from Russia, the danger we have in the Iranian negotiations in Vienna of just giving up everything, including the sanctions on that terror state, in order to get back in a deal America hated, including Ben Cardin and Chuck Schumer. They did not vote for it. We might be stuck with it again. And then Dr. Marty Makary on whether you should be wearing masks, let alone kids wearing masks, and the meltdown that we witnessed in Virginia that we could all relate to. Man, do I have a lot to go over. So glad you're here. Back in a moment.
Giving you everything you need to know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
If you're worried about your hard-earned dollars becoming worthless or your 401k or IRA losing value, now is the time to move into gold. No, not gold or silver stocks, but real gold and silver you can actually hold in your hands. How do you get real gold and silver? By calling Oxford Gold today at 833-600-GOLD. The Oxford Gold Group will teach you everything you need to know about owning real gold and silver. It's a lot easier than you think. Call the Oxford Gold Group right now at 833-600-GOLD to get your free gold and silver investment guide. Put your savings and retirement accounts into something real, like gold and silver. Get your free Oxford Gold Group investment guide today and learn how easy it is to have real gold and silver delivered to your home, or how you can have real gold and silver in your retirement account. Don't sit back and watch your savings and retirement account suffer. Now is the time to make your money work as hard for you as you did for your money. So do this. Call the Oxford Gold Group right now, today, 833-600-GOLD. That's 833-600-G-O-L-D.
Ad paid for by the Sentinel Group, non-attorney spokesperson. Attention, this is an important message for anyone diagnosed with Parkinson's disease after being exposed to paraquat or other similar herbicides. Paraquat is a chemical commonly used by farmers and those that work with or apply herbicides. Residences near agricultural sites are also at risk for exposure. Scientific research showed that exposure to paraquat close to a residence increased Parkinson's disease risk by 75%. Numerous additional studies confirm the link between paraquat and increased risk for Parkinson's. In fact, paraquat has been banned or limited for use in many other countries around the world. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with Parkinson's after being exposed to paraquat or other herbicides and suffered side effects, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call us today at 800-291-6344. Our experienced attorneys are ready to fight for you, and you'll pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. Call 800-291-6344. Again, that's 800-291-6344.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A man whose life was turned around because of the kindness of strangers makes today's Dean's List. Kenneth Smith was homeless and sitting outside an Outback Steakhouse in Fort Worth, Texas. A customer who was leaving the restaurant asked him if he was okay. He was honest and said no. The woman gave him a $100 gift card so he could buy dinner. While he was eating, he met the restaurant's managing partner, Laura. Laura says she wanted to make sure he didn't go hungry and told him to come anytime for a warm meal. Several months later, he asked for a job and began bussing tables. Neighbors and friends began hearing about Kenneth and raised over $2,000 to help him get back on his feet again. A chain reaction of kindness, and Kenneth says he feels blessed by the outpouring of community. He says this is a whole new beginning that God has blessed him with. Amen, Kenneth. And thanks to all those who lent a hand for a stranger who needed it. Janice Dean, Fox News.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile, with the latest contestant to be unmasked on Fox's The Masked Singer, Sugar Ray frontman Mark McGrath.
Obviously, the weirdest part about performing in the costume is getting used to the fact that you're performing in a 9-foot orca costume, you know? Yeah. But when I saw my costume, I got to say I was kind of relieved, because some of those costumes, like a whatchamacallit, they're like big furry balls of things that you can't really perform in.
We're very excited to see your kids' reactions. One, was that was a big reason you wanted to do this, and also, what were the reactions?
Yeah, definitely. You know, my kids have loved the show, and it's something we've been able to share as a family. And they're getting to be that age now, 11, where mom and dad aren't cool anymore. So when we watched the first week, my son was like, hey, Dad, Orca's kind of cool, huh? I go, yeah, he's all right. And inside, I'm like, yeah. I sing Every Rose Has Its Thorn a lot around the house. So I think they kind of were a little skeptical. And then when the mask came off, they were just like, ah, jumping up and down.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Democratic nominee and 42nd President of the United States, Bill Clinton, addressed the Democratic Convention in 1992 at Madison Square Garden in New York City.
Let it be our cause that we give this child a country that is coming together, not coming apart. A country of boundless hopes and endless dreams. A country that once again lifts its people and inspires the world. Let that be our cause, our commitment, and our new covenant. My fellow Americans, I end tonight where it all began for me. I still believe in a place called hope. God bless you, and God bless America.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Show that's real. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
3, 2, 1, 0. Mission and liftoff. Godspeed, Endeavor, and Crew 2.
Copy, 1 Alpha.
Vehicle's pitching downrange.
And there you go. The SpaceX launch was successful with American astronauts on it. How much money we're saving by not having to pay Russia to bring us to space ever since President Obama shelved the space shuttle program. Joining us now, Admiral James Stavridis, 16th Supreme Allied Commander of NATO. His book is doing great still, 2034, a novel of the next world war. Admiral, welcome back. What do you think about the launch today? What's significant to you about that?
Well, I wish you could see the smile on my face, Brian. It is such a nice moment, and I'll give you a very particular reason why. I got to know the Russian head of NASA. He's a guy named Dmitry Rogozin. I got to know him very, very well. And you'll recall when we started applying sanctions appropriately to Russia some years ago, Dmitry Rogozin tweeted, "Well, I guess America will have to get to the space station on a trampoline." And he showed a picture of a trampoline. Yeah, and Elon Musk, when he launched the first of these SpaceXs with an astronaut on it, he said, "The trampoline works just fine."
Nice.
And that's how I feel about it. Yeah, is that, okay, we are not going to bend a knee to Russia on these kind of issues, and we will find a great American innovator who can make things happen, and that guy happens to be named Elon Musk. Great credit to him. But really to the whole team, NASA, everybody else, I just felt so much pride today, and I'm sure you did as well.
Oh, absolutely. I just love the space program. I'm so thrilled we got a chopper, what seems to be a drone chopper on Mars. I mean, this is amazing what's going on, and hopefully I did his whole space special, so I had a chance to see their goals. And they want people to live on Mars but to be self-sustaining, not depending on Earth. And they believe the private sector can do it. And that's a combined effort, by the way. It's not Elon Musk writing a check. He's being supported. So it's a chance for the country and the private sector to be happy, right?
Absolutely right. And, you know, there's a geopolitical flip side to this, by the way, which is Russia and China are drawing closer and closer together in space. And that ought to concern us. About 3 weeks ago, they announced plans to create a manned lunar permanent station, if in effect a laboratory on the moon kind of thing.
Yep.
And they're very actively, frankly, going to militarize space, and space is already quite militarized, but even more so. So we've got to be watching that flank, if you will. All the more reason that the private-public cooperation you talk about, harnessing capitalism to national efforts like space and like our capabilities to face Russia and China, I think are going to matter a great deal.
So a couple of things I want to get to rapidly if I could. It looks like General Frank McKenzie, the commander of the U.S. Central Command, said yesterday he's looking for other bases to be able to do some airstrikes should they need it in Afghanistan to try to deal with the Uzbeks, Tajikistan, Turkmenistan, that will allow for the basing of U.S. forces. I'm not sure the Russians are going to be amenable to that, and they do have a say. And the primary drones used in Afghanistan, the 8Q1, MQ-1 Predator, and MQ-9 Reapers, can reach the country from bases of U.S. allies. This was an unnecessary expense and deal-cutting. We could stay there with 2,000 troops, Admiral, and now look what we're doing.
Yeah, I agree. As we've talked about, had I been making the decision or more realistically advising President Biden, I would have said 2,500 troops. I mean, we can do that forever. And, you know, we have 35,000 troops in North Korea. We have 50,000 troops in Europe. I think Lindsey Graham got it about right. This is a very small insurance policy, and it's going to make it harder to do all that kind of deal cutting around the world. Thank God we have nuclear aircraft carriers who are 7 acres of freedom on the high seas that can help contribute as well.
Next, I would love to talk about what you think the reason is the Russians backed off with their 150,000 troop buildup on the Ukrainian border.
I think Putin recognized that at the end of the day, he doesn't want to actually invade Ukraine and own another problem in that part of the world. So he made his point, is another way to put this. He showed that he has that capability. He was playing very much to a hometown audience, if you will. He's got the Navalny problem. He's trying to boost his popularity at home. So he kind of made his point. Doesn't mean we should let down our guard. Could it happen at some point? Yeah, it could. But good news for the international system that he took a step back.
True, false. The Ukrainians getting closer to NATO, the NATO nations, and moving in, and that's part of it.
True. That is absolutely true.
Next, Afghanistan. We know about what's going on in Afghanistan. I was shocked to see they're already making gains, already making plans as if the Taliban is taking over. The Attorney General, the Secretary of State came out and said the Taliban does not want to be alienated from the rest of the world. They want to be able to get aid. So therefore, they're not going to rule as hard as they did last time. I cannot believe we're giving in as if the Taliban has already taken back the country. And are we going to stand aside when they do, if they do?
Yeah, as I always say, Brian, I hope the Taliban will do a better job, but hope is not a strategy. And I would not bet on that in the least. So I'm not sure what the Secretary of State is thinking is going to happen here, because every indication I get is that the Taliban will want the jihadist regime.
Right.
The only question is, are they going to let the Al-Qaeda back? And that's going to require, and that's what General McKenzie was talking about. If we see indications of that, we're going to have to go back in there. You know, see paragraph one. Why did we pull out 2,500 troops?
So lastly, China has committed nothing in the new summit, to do absolutely nothing. They swamped the declines of other nations by building more coal and fire plants, and they admitted to it, too. The CO2 emissions increased by more between 2015 and 2018 than all of the United Kingdom's total emissions in 2018, and the trend's continuing. I'm looking at the graph right now. China came, but they didn't do anything. What are they really thinking?
They are going to seek to kind of undermine the effort and then come back into it at some point. What they really don't want is the U.S. to appear to be the leader of the band here. And therefore, they're not going to be particularly helpful until they can put themselves in the driver's seat. And that's going to be, in my view, a long time coming, because there's a rising middle class in China that wants the kind of benefits that societies offer. And frankly, there's no easy way to get there without some level of carbon emissions.
And I kind of like our middle class, too. And I would like to see them stay there. Thanks so much.
Exactly.
Go pick up the Admiral's book, 2034, a novel of the next world war. There's a reason why it's a bestseller. It is great. Admiral, thanks so much.
Thanks, Brian. Have a great weekend.
Two
connect to Fox News Audio and the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, publisher of The Federalist, and I'm inviting you to join a new conversation with the smartest thinkers out there about the country and where we're going. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast. You can subscribe now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, FoxNewsPodcast.com, or wherever you download your podcast. This new show will feature deep dive interviews with newsmakers and some of your favorite Fox News analysts. I hope you'll join me. Subscribe to the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com. Fox Nation presents podcasts, Women of the Bible Speak.
I'm Shannon Bream, host of Fox News at Night and author of the new book, Women of the Bible Speak, The Wisdom of 16 Women and Their Lessons for Today, where I examine the timeless stories of women in the Bible. Join me and some of my friends for this limited podcast series as we discuss what it means to be a woman of faith. Subscribe now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, FoxNewsPodcast.com, or wherever you download your podcasts.
Connect to Fox News Audio and the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. There is always someone doing something stupid somewhere. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Join me, Jason Chaffetz, every Wednesday as I shed light on the news and make some predictions along the way. You never know who will drop in. Subscribe now on FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Connect to Fox News Audio and the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now. This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1995. Mike Tyson.
In the last 3 years, I had the chance to reflect on my life and develop my mind, and I will continue my journey to making myself a better person.
The Federal building on 5th is going to be
frustrating for firefighters because there are some areas where we're reaching and touching people, but we just can't get to them.
The bombing in Oklahoma City was an attack on innocent children and defenseless citizens. It was an act of cowardice, and it was evil.
I did not, nor to my knowledge, did anyone else in the White House destroy, mishandle, or misappropriate any document in Vincent Foster's office.
The White House has contended that the Clintons were passive investors in Whitewater. The facts are otherwise.
If it doesn't fit, you must acquit.
News as it happened then, news as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
Fox on Faith with Lauren Green.
Bible scholars have often talked about the numerical code hidden in the pages of the Holy Scriptures. That's because the ancient Hebrew language does not have separate characters for numbers, so the letters in the alphabet do double duty. Rabbi Jason Sobel.
When you understand that Hebrew is alphanumeric, it's significant because it opens up an understanding of Bibles, and the numbers in the Bible are very significant.
Sobel is also the spiritual mentor of talk show host and author Kathy Lee Gifford. His newest book, Mysteries of the Messiah, connects the Old and the New Testament with not just prophecy, but with prophetic numbers. And it has great significance in bringing science and faith together, especially in the story of creation in the book of Genesis.
So there's no discrepancy. When it says God spoke the world into existence, he was creating both the spiritual code of creation and he was creating the mathematical code of creation, just like a computer program.
To hear more, go to Lighthouse Faith Podcast at FoxNews.com. For Fox on Faith, Lauren Green, Fox News.
no other. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Do you think that if you are outside and not close to people, you still need to wear a mask?
You know, this is a question that we're looking at. One of the things I think that's really important to understand is while there's wonderful news and we're getting more and more people vaccinated every single day, we still had 57,000 cases of COVID yesterday. We still had 733 deaths. And so while we are really trying to scale up vaccination, we have this complex message that we still have hotspots in this country, and we will be looking at the outdoor masking question.
What is taking them so long to look at the outdoor masking question? It affects every single American, everyone. And they can use data from other countries and come up with something. But I'm not the doctor. Dr. Marty Makary is. He's a Fox News contributor, surgeon, and professor of health policy at the Johns Hopkins School of Public Health. Dr. Makary, welcome back. Would you answer that question because the CDC director won't?
Yeah, so, Brian, the data is pretty clear. It's less than 0.1%. 1% of all transmission occurs outdoors. And now that 3 out of 4 people in America are immune from vaccinated or natural immunity, the risk is basically negligible. So it's pretty clear. Look, every time we have an obvious answer and a clear-cut public policy, we hear from the CDC, oh, we're going to go back to the library and do some research and look this up. And they put something out, you know, 3 months late. They've done that with masks, with schools, with everything. And it's just getting old.
It's getting old and it's getting political because I have this from 2 weeks ago. The same Dr. Rochelle Walensky, same head of the CDC, when asked about fully vaccinated people. Listen.
Our data from the CDC today suggests, that vaccinated people do not carry the virus, don't get sick, and that it's not just in the clinical trials, but it's also in real world data.
She has been asked to walk that back. Why? And that's why we get these generic vanilla answers on the Today Show, because they don't want to lead. They are subjected to political whims.
Do we have a state of emergency right now with COVID-19? It's young people getting it. Okay, let's look at San Francisco. 31 people in San Francisco 3 days ago. It was 23 people 2 days ago had COVID. In the entire city of San Francisco, most asymptomatic. Is that a state of emergency? Just to give you a sense as to where we are nationally, Brian, right now, we have fewer cases, fewer deaths, and a comparable case fatality rate right now with COVID as we did during the most mild flu season of the last 8 years. And by the way, then we had 447,000 cases in one day. During that week 10 of that mild flu season. Now we're at 57,000, she says. Look, if you get your vaccine or you're immune, rip off your mask, live your life, respect businesses that may want you to wear it indoors for a little bit longer. But we've got to give people something to look forward to, or else we're just going to feed vaccine hesitancy.
All right, so I want you to hear this mom. Her name is Courtney Ann Taylor. She's from Virginia, and she's in front of the Gwinnett County Board of Education, and she has a little kid, 5 and 6 years old. Listen to this. Cut 31.
This is not March 2020 anymore. We have 3 vaccines. Every adult in the state of Georgia that wants that vaccine is eligible to get it right now, and every one of us knows that young children are not affected by this virus. What have we done with that blessing? We've shoved it to the side, and we've said, we don't care. You're still going to wear a mask on your face every day, 5 and 6-year-olds. You still can't play together on the playground like normal children, 7 and 8-year-olds. It's time. Take these masks off of my child. We chose you to make decisions that would be in our children's best interest, and forcing 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9-year-old little children to cover their noses and their mouths where they breathe for 7 hours a day, every day for the last 9 months for a virus that you know doesn't affect them. That is not in their best interest, and this has to stop.
And that was my bad. It's Georgia, not Virginia. Usually everything's in Virginia these days. Do you understand her emotion, and is she right?
Gosh, that's hard to watch, isn't it, Brian?
Yep.
I mean, it's just heart-wrenching, and she's right. I mean, what are we doing? At a certain point, are we going to not leave our homes because 1 in 50,000 kids can develop bacterial meningitis? 400,000 kids die of malaria overseas. Is no one going to travel? I mean, it's the fear has gone so far. And if you saw that recent poll that showed that Something like 40% of Democrats think that the risk of hospitalization is over 40%. The risk misperception is so out of whack right now. We're not saying there's no infection in society, but relative to other infections, relative to a mild flu season, we're actually doing better right now. And it's just heart-wrenching to think what we're putting people through.
Absolutely. And by the way, the New York Times, I listened, you know, Allison was our esteemed producer. I was listening to Morning Joe. They are saying, I'm vaccinated, why am I wearing a mask? We saw the New Republic, a left-wing magazine, say the same thing. Same thing with The Atlantic, who tends to lean left. And then the New York Times, anything but right, says, there are a few, if any, documented cases of brief outdoor interactions leading to COVID transmission. If you're passing other people on a sidewalk or sitting near them on a bench, the exposure of exhaled particles appear to be too small to lead to an infection. Basically what you're saying, but Dr. Bukhari, you've always been reasonable. They have not. And now we have a situation where people who are voting for the other guy are getting fed up. And it's not just impatience. It's a lack of facts. So what are we supposed to do? All our listeners, most of my listeners feel the same way. So what are we supposed to do?
Well, we're starting to see these politicians holding on to these draconian restrictions really start to fold. I don't know if you saw, but there was strong guidance of experts to tell the Michigan governor that you got to go back to restrictions. And she actually refused. Is it because she's a genius with COVID? I think she's looking at Gavin Newsom and other elected officials that are in deep trouble. Some say that this is going to determine a major flip in the next midterm elections and presidential. I don't know. I don't do politics. That's your area. But there's broad bipartisan consensus right now in the United States around things. Let's talk about them. Let's take the masks off outdoors. No one in the United States should be wearing a mask outdoors, vaccinated or unvaccinated. Okay. 81% of seniors are immunized. About half of those that are not now have natural immunity. So we're over 90% of vulnerable people protected. It's a different virus now. It's in young folks where the case fatality rate's lower. It's not the same as last year. And let's get some consensus around that, because I think the American people, doesn't matter your political party, are really fed up. And that's why I think we're seeing a lot of spread. The medical establishment has lost credibility with folks from these delays and crying wolf and putting out false risk perceptions.
Dr. Bukhari, you do public health for individuals, so collectively. So now I saw the Dodgers are saying, hey, vaccinated people, you could sit together but wear a mask, ridiculous, in California. And now we have colleges saying, get vaccinated before next semester, you're not going to come on campus. Where do you stand on that? Because I understand both things. And my example was, if I walk into a 7-Eleven, and people listen around the country, it's a 24-hour convenience store. It says no shoes, no shirt, no shoes, no service. They're making their own decisions. So the Dodgers are making their own decisions. Maybe American Airlines is going to make their own decisions. Where do you stand on all this?
Well, Brian, I can tell you, I advise some big companies and sporting teams, and I can tell you, some of these groups are just afraid of what the media is going to do to them if people are sitting without a mask. Do they really believe that you need a mask if you're sitting outdoors? No. But they're worried about some local news outlet or somebody coming along, shining a camera on the fans and saying, gosh, can you believe how dangerous and reckless this is? So they're managing risk perception. I really don't think they think you need a mask outdoors, because guess what? The data is pretty clear. The Irish study, 250,000 infections, less than 200 came from the outdoor setting, and most people are immune. So if you're immune, live a normal life. Give it a month to let the vaccine kick in, but then live a normal life.
I don't want to tell you about your business, but why are we focusing on things like a spike in the upper Midwest and not focusing on the decrease in Texas, where they do have capacity crowds at Ranger games, and they are eligible to sell out at other games? You know, it depends if the Astros want to make the decision, they can. But the numbers are going down. Why don't we study that as much as we do the increases?
Right. And the public health officials are so puzzled. You know, it's like the riddle of the Sphinx or something. You know, they can't explain what's happening. And it's very obvious what's happening. There's a massive seasonal variation. The sunlight and the air dissipates the aerosolized virus so fast, the risk outdoors is negligible. And we're seeing the South have more time now. So there's less risk, and they're getting the vaccine out there faster. You're not seeing the seasonality you're seeing in Michigan. It's like different countries almost in terms of risk. And so it's not a puzzle, right? This is not, you know, the great, you know, Manhattan Project. How do we solve a giant? It's so obvious what's happening. So I think we should have some consensus around what to do here.
Yes. And lastly, just looking at the J&J, they're going to take another look at today. They said the CDC advisory group is going to look at J&J. They have already resumed it, I believe, in Europe. And the numbers of 6 or 7 blood clotting cases out of 7 million have some outsiders, amateurs like me, wondering, what do you mean? I'll take that risk, let alone the people that died because they didn't get it or were taken off the line because it wasn't available. What do you expect to happen, and did they overreact?
Yeah, look, thousands, maybe even more people died because this J&J paused, the Oxford-AstraZeneca paused internationally. In the U.S. also lost lives because, you know, they call it a pause and because an abundance of safety. Let me tell you what it really was. They could have just told people the risk and stopped denying many Americans that J&J vaccine, which is what they did. And then if you're going to put a pause on it, put it in the group where it's clustered. Reevaluate in 24 hours. Call your experts in that night. What are they doing? And now we've got a 12-day pause, no new information, and the FDA and CDC, why we have two organizations doing this pause is beyond me, and they're looking for a stapler. They're going to Office Depot. They're trying to find some paper to print out the report on. They're meeting the next day. They're tired. I don't know what the hell they're doing, Brian. But it's very obvious to me the data you collect, you get top-line data within 4 hours. Did they have COVID? Were they sensitized? Did they have a clotting risk factor, any common medications or common comorbidities? And you cluster that and you put out top-line data within 4 hours, and you get your experts together immediately after that, and you make a decision. They made a terrible decision, and not only have they denied people a life-saving vaccine, but they've created massive vaccine hesitancy that's affecting not just the other vaccines, but the whole world. And that did a lot of harm out of their quote-unquote abundance of safety.
Dr. Makary, thanks so much. Truly appreciate your voice of reason through this entire pandemic, which one day will be in our rearview mirror, I hope.
Let's hope. Right. Good to be with you, Brian.
All right, you got it. 1-866-408-7669. I'll take your calls when we get back. Maybe even squeeze in a more to know, because there are so many stories. I almost as many other stories as I did main stories today. Back in a moment.
Expanding your knowledge base. It's Brian Kilmeade.
If you're worried about your hard-earned dollars becoming worthless or your 401k or IRA losing value, now is the time to move into gold. No, not gold or silver stocks, but real gold and silver you can actually hold in your hands. How do you get real gold and silver? By calling Oxford Gold today at 833-600-GOLD. The Oxford Gold Group will teach you everything you need to know about owning real gold and silver. It's a lot easier than you think. Call the Oxford Gold Group right now at 833-600-GOLD to get your free gold and silver investment guide. Put your savings and retirement accounts into something real, like gold and silver. Get your free Oxford Gold Group investment guide today and learn how easy it is to have real gold and silver delivered to your home, or how you can have real gold and silver in your retirement account. Don't sit back and watch your savings and retirement accounts suffer. Now is the time to make your money work as hard for you as you did for your money. So do this. Call the Oxford Gold Group right now, today, 833-600-GOLD. That's 833-600-G-O-L-D.
Last Tuesday, someone broke into my car and robbed me blind. Or at least that's what would have happened if I didn't have Vivint. Instead, my Vivint Outdoor Camera Pro detected him and scared him away with a light and a whistle. Want peace of mind? Stop crime before it happens with a Vivint system. Vivint, all is well. Call 833-420-4070 to get started today. That's 833-420-4070.
We need the forklift over here.
Indeed, most unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Okay, those molds need to be adjusted. The shippers are coming at noon, so we got to get this done.
Like at Dennis's plastic startup, to stay flexible, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, this is Trey Gowdy, host of the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Every Tuesday, you'll hear what's on my mind. Plus, every Thursday, there's a special bonus episode where we answer the questions that are on your mind. Make sure to spend your Tuesdays and Thursdays with Trey. Subscribe now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts. Hope to see you.
America is listening to Fox News. From the Fox News Podcasts Network, it's the Fox News Rundown. Start your day with a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. A daily morning podcast going far beyond the headlines, tapping into the massive reporting resources of Fox News to provide a full picture of the news of the day.
I'm Dana Perino.
I'm Brett Baer.
I'm Jessica Tarlov.
I'm Chris Wallace, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. Connect to Fox News Audio and the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Failla, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, publisher of The Federalist, and I'm inviting you to join a new conversation with the smartest thinkers out there about the country and where we're going. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast. You can subscribe now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, foxnewspodcast.com, or wherever you download your podcast. This new show will feature deep dive interviews with newsmakers and some of your favorite Fox News analysts. I hope you'll join me. Subscribe to the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
The more you listen, the more you'll know. It's Brian Kilmeade. Hey, welcome back. 1-866-408-7669. You know what's just really aggravating beyond aggravating? My great hope is the courts are going to help out. You have a series of lawsuits, the Arizona Attorney General and now the Texas Attorney General putting forward. Then you add to that Stephen Miller's group, the ACLU of the right, and they are looking to sue the federal government for various reasons, for subjecting their states to pandemic exposure, like what's happening at the border, to, for example, allowing legal immigrants to be overrun and not being tested and not providing the security necessary to provide the security they have for their state, because it is a federal charge. And how frustrating is it to see your state overrun, your people exasperated, your ranches destroyed, and seeing that the person in charge of it has no interest in covering it, and that's the Vice President of the United States. She was told to handle it in March. She has not been there. But you know where she was yesterday? In New Hampshire. It's assumed in New Hampshire she's thinking about 2024. Can you believe this? She's getting closer to the northern border instead of the southern border. And guess what she's blaming the whole surge of the border from? She's blaming it on climate change. Cut 33.
We are looking at extensive storm damage because of extreme climate. We're looking at drought in an area, in a region where agriculture is one of the most traditionally important basis for their economy. We're looking at what's happening in terms of food scarcity as a result of that. And in fact, incredible food insecurity, which, you know, we used to call hunger, food insecurity. When you look at the root causes, we're also looking at the issue of corruption. Again, we're looking at the issue of climate resiliency and then the concern about a lack of economic opportunity.
So just going to tell you how everybody's in sync. I'm watching ABC's Nightly News, which is by far the number one nightly news. And people do watch it with Bill Muir. And he, is it Bill? Yeah, it's Bill Muir, right? David Muir? Okay. He does a good job, well, extremely well written. But they sent a reporter down to Guatemala, and they sit there, and he's going through a farm, a Guatemalan farm, and they said over the last 10 years, this has dried up, they've been unable to plant crops. And that's what caused the surge at the border. They had no interest in doing a comprehensive look at the story. They ended the story with this. The Vice President of the United States will have a virtual call next week with Guatemala and plans a visit in June. Excuse me. The way you do that story is you report the way you want to report. If you want to go to one farm and say it dried up and blame it on the sun, go ahead. Now, or somebody's gasoline engine, we'll find out. Go ahead. But you have to say, we do not have much time. There's a crisis at our border. We have record numbers. We have children coming in. He did a thing with the children in Guatemala, how they're malnourished. But he didn't talk about the dangers of going 9,000 miles and what it means for us in the U.S. That, to me, is completing the story. And it isn't the vice president's coming here in June. Where has the president been since March? I could not do that story for Fox and not do the other side of it. I don't understand how this news organization thinks that's okay to only tell Joe Biden's farm the story. Is it a coincidence that the vice president says it's climate change at the same time ABC does a story that says it's climate change? I don't think so. Let's find out if there's more to know.
More to know. Sponsored by Oxford Gold Group. Call today to learn how you can protect your retirement and savings account. 833-600-GOLD. That's 833-600-G-O-L-D.
So Major League Baseball is now asking ticket holders their political affiliation. Think about this. They have a series of questions. The question about political affiliation is something new. They said they want to know more about their fans and their experience. Well, MLB called the question about political affiliation commonly used. Well, the research has shown that a person self-identified political affiliation often impacts their views about the pandemic, and they want to go do park policy around it. Fans are given options besides Republican and Democrat. They can choose a third party. They have since taken that off, I believe, right?
Well, yeah, but what I'm very curious about is what were the results of that survey before the All-Star decision and after the All-Star decision?
Yeah, I mean, you know the fans are down, and you know the viewership is down. So no doubt about it. I appreciate that they came back last year, but they have done nothing to keep us there this year. Next, President of the United States tells Sean Hannity, I might create my own social platform. Cut 37.
Are you considering, there's been speculation, that you might start your own social media platforms? Are you considering that?
I am. I'm looking at it. We're looking at different platforms. We have a lot of people that want to come on existing platforms. They have to be strong. They can't be dominated by Amazon and by Google and people that can take them off the air right away. And you do need antitrust. You have to do something about it.
See, he needs, you know, I know his business is suffering. A lot of people aren't at the golf course, especially internationally. You make a ton of money here. If you do this right, he can make a ton of money, don't you think?
Yeah, but it's also a large investment initially. But what will be interesting is Facebook's decision or the independent board, whether or not they're going to ban Trump for life. That's going to come in the coming weeks.
Yeah, he's got to get away from the behemoths, always.
You're throwing our budget a little out of whack.
Texting enrolls you into recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply. If you're a man over 40, listen up, because this could impact how much you're getting done during the day and at night. Here's the harsh reality. Once you hit 40, your body has less testosterone. You probably already know this and may have even tried a testosterone supplement that did nothing for you. Here's the good news. Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC, has changed the game again with Nugenix Total T, their most powerful man-boosting formula ever, because it boosts your free testosterone and your total testosterone. Nugenix Total T helps provide even more energy, performance, testosterone, and muscle-boosting ingredients for even better results. And right now, you can get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Just text POWER to 321-321. Offer is not available in stores. So text POWER to 321-321 right now. Get better results in the boardroom and the bedroom with Nugenix Total T. To get your complimentary bottle, text POWER to 321-321. That's P-O-W-E-R to 321-321.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
In 1971, Margaret Thatcher, then a member of Parliament, addressed the ability of women to be successful in government. This was 8 years before she became Prime Minister.
Now, I've heard this argument frequently, that women are really rather more emotional than men. Really, women are intensely practical. Again, I don't mean that flippantly. We are an intensely practical sex. We often get on with the job. We don't always talk about it as much as men. But we get on doing it. But women are very much more modest in running for Parliament than men. nothing like as many of them put out, as you know.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.